KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It's time to roll up our proverbial radio sleeves and talk windows with Steve.
I'm doing it now.
What are you working on, Steve?
Well, I'm not working on it. Lowe's is working on it. They put the windows out farther. The windows are 4-inch vinyls, and they replaced the, like, a 1-inch aluminum single panes. And so they didn't patch the hole that it would fit in. So now, even though it's caulked on the front and the back, there's air leaking from the sides. What I test that is I just turn on the fan in the bathroom and I can go to the farthest window in the house and put it by the sashes, or there's a couple holes in the actual vinyl, and air will be sucked through that. The HVAC, it's so strong it'll blow out a candle. I just had the inspector there, and the inspector kind of said that he's just there to look at the screws. He says he liked the caulk job, and they said they're going to fail it. We're yet to see that if Lowe's gets to hear that the job failed.
Who measured the windows here? Who measured the house? Did the contractor come to measure those windows?
The contractor did that.
Yeah, look, this sounds like a problem with their installed sales department. So I do think you need to go back to Lowe's and file a formal complaint about the job. They certainly don't want to have that work out there. And, I mean, it's pretty clear to me from your description that the windows weren't measured correctly, because if they were, they would have just gone in and installed, and they would have been properly sized, and it would have been a much easier project. They are always going to be a little smaller than the opening, and you usually fill that space with an expandable foam sealant, and you want one that has some flex to it. So you definitely want to make sure you go with a foam sealant that's rated specifically for windows and doors, because if you don't, the traditional expandable foam is kind of going to squeeze that window and maybe even squeeze it shut, and you don't want that. So there are the ones that are rated specifically for windows and doors, and that will fill it but allow everything to operate and fill that gap. So I do think you need to go back to Lowe's, file a complaint. I don't know if the inspector is going to be a source for this. You know, if they fail, it helps you, but I don't think that they're necessarily going to be the determination of quality. They just want to make sure that it's watertight, and it sounds to me like you want this to be an airtight installation, and I think you just need to go back to Lowe's, tell them about the issue, and hopefully they come and help you address it.
Okay, thank you.
And like anything, of course, Leslie, you want to go in there politely and you handle things the way it should be, as opposed to, you know, flipping out and stuff.
I save flipping out for if the niceness doesn't always work.
You just don't leave with flipping out.
Don't go in hot.
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. It's common sense. Human nature is somebody's more likely to help you if you're nice to them than if you're not.
True. And, you know, mistakes happen. So it could have just been an issue. I remember when I bought my home. I mean, I bought my home in 2003, and we replaced the front entry, and they basically measured for this big mahogany door with side lights, and it was a contractor that my dad had worked with forever. So, you know, it was someone we trusted, and something got mixed up in the writing down of the information. And when it came, the measurements were sort of transposed and everything was wrongly sized and didn't fit.
Oh.
And luckily they were able to pop the old thing that they just cut out back in its spot and go rebuild the other piece. But it happens. You know, people make mistakes.
Boy, what a lot of work.
And expensive, too. So go in there, be kind, be calm, explain the situation, and hopefully you walk out with the resolution you want.
Without flipping out.
And then, you know, flip out later if you want. This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, do your windows need work? I know I need some window work at my house. I'm going to be sharing that journey online at moneypit.com. We're going to share a checklist here to help you guys determine if your window can be repaired or needs replacement. Stick around. All that's coming up when the Money Pit returns. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. DeichCoatings.com.
Welcome back to The Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on at your Money Pit? If you've got some outdoor projects, we have got a prize that is fantastic for you up for grabs this hour. It's the Green Machine 62-volt brushless 22-inch electric cordless battery self-propelled lawnmower. This is a prize worth $649. One lucky listener is going to get this very powerful 62-volt battery. I mean, it kind of gives you like gas-like performance, and this battery will give you up to a 70-minute runtime. The prize includes two batteries and a super-fast charger. Check it out for yourself at HomeDepot.com, but give us a call for your chance to win. Jim, who's on the line?
My dearest Leslie, we have Charlotte in Louisiana. She is with us next year on the Money Pit. She's got a water issue on the patio. What's going on down there, Charlotte?
We have a small patio on the back of our house, and we want to extend it out to help divert the water. The water needs to, the rainwater needs to flow through our yard, and we want to, I wanted to know what might be decorative that wouldn't just look like a slab of concrete and that would also help, you know, slope down to allow the water to flow through our yard.
Well, why don't you build the new section out of paver bricks and then pick a color that complements the existing concrete patio? I mean, you can almost surround it, and if you have a brick color, you can have a gray stone color. There's lots of different colors associated with that, and you can make it look like the whole patio was designed to be that way, even though it's kind of two sections. Definitely mixed materials are a huge trend right now in outdoor spaces, so this is a good way to cleverly give yourself the height difference that you need to move that water away. You can do almost anything with paver bricks. They do come in a variety of shapes and sizes and thicknesses as well. So if you wanted to use something that looked like a pathway, you could very easily do that.
Okay. And that wears pretty well.
Well, it will wear well if you do a good job on the install. You know, a lot of times people don't install them properly and they don't put the right base down. And then they start to sort of heave and wave and get saggy and weird. And then you're going to see weeds grow up through them. But if you dig out that area properly and give yourself the right base, a solid base, you can lay those bricks in right, and it will give you many, many years of life.
Okay, so we could have like a concrete base in
there. No, I mean, you don't even need a concrete base. It would be more of a crushed stone base that you tamp down very, very well. So what you do is you dig down first however many inches. It really depends on the thickness of the paver stone that you go with. So you dig down usually 2 to 3 times that thickness. Then you put down sort of a stone aggregate. You tamp that down. It's like a kind of a contractor mixed material of stone. It's like a crushed gravel or an aggregate. You'll find it at the home center. And, I mean, they can even deliver it to you in these giant bags. And you can get, you know, a hand tamper where you're sort of stomping it down yourself, but you can get mechanical ones, too, that you move around. And it tamps it down, and once you have a solid base, I mean, it can be as solid as a road or as a concrete patio as well. And then you, once it's tamped down, you put sand over it, you tamp it down again, you're compressing it and compressing it into the structurally stable base. And once that's down and everything is level, you put your pavers right on top of it.
Okay, good deal. Okay, well, that's great. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate the info.
All right, Charlotte, I hope this helps you. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, do your windows need work? Are you wondering if they can be repaired? Are you at a point of total replacement? Here are 5 factors that you can consider to help you make that decision. First of all, think about the drafts. Check your current windows for loose or damaged weather stripping. That's an easy repair. You can repair those areas and caulk those draft areas around the window frame, and you will instantly improve insulation and reduce those drafts. Now, you also want to be thinking long term. Loose glass. deteriorating frames. That could indicate significant issues. While repairs may be cheaper initially, investing in an energy-efficient window replacement will offer you better long-term benefits. You also want to check for moisture. Now, frost, condensation, if you see that on the window panes, that does indicate a seal failure and poor efficiency. Replacing the glass or even the entire window is recommended here to improve that insulation. You also want to look at the functionality of the windows. Are they difficult to open or close? Can you lock them effectively? That kind of suggests functional failure as well, and that is an indication for replacement. And you also want to think about the sun. Are you trying to block out UV rays? Are you seeing damage from the sun to your carpets or your furniture? That means that your window is offering inadequate protection from the sun. So if you are replacing those windows at this point or down the road, you want to consider a window with a glass package that's designed to filter out those UV rays, and that will help protect all of the interior furnishings. If you do decide to repair your windows, it's generally a do-it-yourself job with a good chance for success. When it comes to window replacement, however, that's really a project best left to the pros. I mean, the law of gravity combined with a stiff wind, I mean, that really can create an undesirable outcome when you're trying to wrestle that new window into place, not to mention making sure that that new window, that installation process gives you a leak and draft-free final result. So sometimes it's best to go with a pro, but if you're making those simple repairs, you definitely can do it yourself. Either way, check out those windows, give them a seasonal look anyway, make sure they're operating effectively, and let us know what you find out. Thanks so much. Jim, who's on the line?
Hello, Janet in New York. You've got Leslie on the Money Pit. How can we help you out today?
I've had a new countertop installed on a newly built house, and my options were granite or granite. And they installed the countertop in the kitchen, and I've looked online and I've talked to several people. And I get so many different options or different ways to keep it clean and to maintain it. My biggest thing is this granite seems to be more work.
Yeah. Well, hi, Janet, neighbor in New York. You know, you're right about that. Everybody kind of thinks, well, it's granite. It's going to be indestructible. And it is. But it's the finish that needs a lot of work to maintain. I mean, the quartz countertops are a lot easier to maintain than granite because granite by its nature is porous. And, you know, they mill it, the granite, and then they finish it, and then the sealer is applied. And it does have to be redone from time to time. And that could be every few years. You just have to stay on top of it with cleaning and polishing. So you're right. It is more work than a Formica countertop. But here you go. You also have to make sure that whatever cleaning supplies you're using are going to be safe for granite or natural material surface, because you don't want to put something on that could deteriorate that protective coating that's on top of that natural material. And you also have to be careful with the edging that, you know, that cut edge that you select for that countertop. You don't want to select an OG edge. It's more decorative, but it's a little bit more delicate. And not that I have experience from this, but we have a granite countertop with the OG edge, and I stand in the same exact spot every day, multiple times a day to wash the dishes, and the button on my jeans happened to hit that exact spot all the time, and it kind of has worn away the finish in that one spot. I did eventually have that finish resealed and that area filled in, but you just kind of have to pay attention because it's expensive, it's durable, it's granite, but it does need some love and care to last that long time. All right?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, good luck with your project, and thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert Clint Robertson is here to share how his love of construction and real estate have been the perfect recipe in creating a great home by cooking up an inviting kitchen when the Money Pit returns.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Is Bernie really grassroots or another presidential push?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Bernie and AOC have gone on a full propaganda gamut blitz for their fundraising rallies. But some of these attendees were actually paid to be there? Who's really getting paid?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicken Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
That's realworldlibus.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
When it comes to setting up a home security system, most people don't want the hassle and have to deal with a ton of wires. Instead, the Tapos C120 Home Security Cam from TP-Link connects wirelessly. It's easy to set up, and you control it all through the Tapo app. TP-Link's Jens Hennings has more.
That's right. Yeah, there's the Tapo app, which allows you to add as many cameras as you want and gives you the live view, gives you instant notifications.
And the only wire is to power it up.
The only wire is the actual wire for the power cable. It comes with a 10-foot power cable, so it has quite a good distance that it can be mounted at, but it does still need that power supply.
Tomorrow, we'll share a great idea on how you can make the Tapo C120 super versatile in your home.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Beltway politics gets a shake-up. Fictions and facades abound. And is the American dream making a comeback? All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Join
joining us this hour is a real treat. We have Clint Robertson, who's a home improvement expert. He's kind of a get-her-done kind of guy, and you would recognize him from The Boise Boys on HGTV. He's in the process of filming a brand-new series called Building Boise, which we're all going to catch this summer of 2025. Clint, welcome to the Money Pit.
Well, thank you very much, Leslie. Glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
Well, we're super excited to check out what you have going on. So tell us about this new project, Building Boise, because we all certainly enjoyed The Boise Boys, and you and Luke were happy to have you back in our lives. So tell us a bit about it.
Well, if you've ever been to Boise, you know it's just a magical place. It's got the river running through the middle of it. It's in the foothills of the Rockies. You've got desert hills, and a little bit further north, you've got the beautiful alpine area. It's really magical. It's got Boise State University. I'm actually an attorney and a CPA, so I'm not only a Boise State fan, I actually teach business law at Boise State. So it's just a good town to be in.
Well, I mean, this is so interesting because you kind of really bring both sides of this business. You've got business law. You've got you've been a CPA. You deal with realty and flipping houses, and you kind of bring this full encompassing approach when it comes to homes. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I grew up the son of an entrepreneur, and I didn't really know any other way. One thing my dad always told me when I was a kid, he said, he was a CPA, and he said, man, if I'd only been an attorney, I feel like I'd been the whole package. So I thought, you know what, spoken from a guy who knows what he's talking about, I went ahead and went to law school after I worked a year at the Ernst & Young CPA firm in the small business department. I got my business law Juris Doctor. I practiced a little bit, but I've always kind of used it as my own tool in real estate because obviously that's my love.
I mean, which is really so great because you're looking at a real estate deal and what a home could be from all aspects of it, from a financial approach, from an aesthetics approach, from sort of a resale, from an investment standpoint. So when did you kind of figure, you know what, I'm going to be a contractor and I'm also going to have a TV show?
Pre-2008, and we all know what happened in 2008 when the real estate bubble hit.
I know, don't talk about it.
Back before 2008, there were a lot of coastal buyers, when I say coastal, mainly the West Coast, looking for income-producing real estate in Texas. I started developing dirt, just finding dirt, raw dirt, developing it, subdividing it, building fourplexes, duplexes, and condos and apartment complexes, selling to coastal buyers on HELOCs. That was just a huge business, and I realized really quickly that if I control every end of this, from the finding the dirt all the way through the developing the building, own the real estate office, own the title office, and basically beginning to end, there's so many holes along that road that get taken out of real estate. And I found that if I controlled the whole process, then the profits were really, really almost double what they would have been had I not been paying these tolls at each step, other experts doing, you know, what I could do.
I mean, that's really great. And it's so beneficial for everybody that you're working with to sort of all be in this one group to have a successful project. Now, you and Luke from the Boise Boys on HGTV have been best friends for how long?
You know, I met Luke at church. I love what he does with his family. I love how he has a heart for children who don't have families, and he's opened his doors to many, many children who have disabilities. Those children now have a home. They have a loving home, a good mom, a good dad who's solely devoted to that, and I really like that. So when I met Luke, we were in church together. He was a traveling musician. I had a law office and a little CPA firm kind of all in one, and we had just discovered Boise. We were living in northern Idaho, and so I realized pretty quickly when I got to Boise that it was in a Goldilocks zone where you could buy, flip, and sell and make a good return. Luke, come to find out, had a couple houses he was actually working on, and we all know what happens when you get close to the end of a flip house. It's a three-ring circus, and if you not manage really closely, it's can turn to a money pit. You know, no pun intended.
No,
so I jumped in when Luke was traveling and helped him finish up a couple houses. And you know, Luke has that aesthetic thing going that few people have. He can see what it can be from what it is. So I thought, well, you know, he knows the area. We row the boat in the same direction when it comes to family and taking care of our kiddos. And so we jumped in together on one house, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's awesome. What can we expect from Building Boise in the summer of 2025? How are you guys doing? How many episodes are you in?
Well, right now we're about to have four drop, and the good thing is because everything's streaming now, you know, not to talk about networks and numbers, but as you're aware, all across the board, networks are really suffering, but streaming is where it's at, so we're trying to get ahead of that curve. We're working with a group called Homestyle, and if you have a smart television, you'll be able to watch the show. It's that simple. and you'll be able to watch all the episodes one at a time, one a day, whatever you want to do. What you can expect is the best of Boise Boys. It's going to be all the fun without the fluff. It's going to go straight to the fun, the information, the things that people want to see between Luke and I, and also the the nitty-gritty when it comes to hopefully they learn a thing or two while they're watching.
All right, so let's learn a thing or two now. You got some tips to help us make our kitchens more inviting?
If you're selling a home, and that's my perspective, I'm always looking at what other people would see when they walk into a kitchen. What do I like? And to make a kitchen more inviting to me is no clutter. And so if you're trying to sell your home or you're flipping a home and you want it to look the best, you want to put it the best face on it, then less is always more. You know, greenery, plants do have a place in the kitchen. Some people combine that with herb gardens and what have you. But other than that, keep your kitchen uncluttered and organic. You'll love the result.
I mean, being that it's spring and a lot of people are getting into spring cleaning, do you have, like, some favorite tips when it comes to decluttering? Because so many people just, you know, they always come down to say, like, I just don't have the time to put the things away. For me, I put things away immediately so that there isn't the clutter. And the second there is an ounce of clutter in the house, I sort of get very unsettled. So how can you help some folks get ahead of it or, you know, tackle some of the clutter that's already there?
Well, you know that everybody's got a junk drawer where they've got scissors and tacks and rubber bands and those types of things in their kitchen. Don't feel bad when you have a disorganized junk drawer. Take out all your clutter on a junk drawer, but make sure everything else is organized. And something that a lot of houses ignore today, if you're renovating a home or if you're looking to buy a home, if you're renovating, make sure you give that prospective buyer a big pantry. If you're buying a home, you can never have a big enough pantry. So just make sure you have a pantry that you can close the world out of when you're entertaining, you know, just when you want to clean up in the kitchen. Make sure you have that extension of your junk drawer, which can sometimes be your pantry on short notice.
I like it.
I do like that. It's great because you can just kind of close the doors and hide the mess away.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about in the bedroom? Any tips to kind of make a bedroom feel warmer, more welcoming, more relaxing?
You know, I'm a big believer in sleep and how sleep really just makes life better. And to the studies have proven that a good night's sleep is the foundation of good health. And I've never had any problems sleeping. I love, but sometimes, on a Saturday morning when I want to sleep in, that sun comes creeping in the window, and that's not ever fun. So Sandy and I experimented with something on our most recent home, and we loved it. We actually, they have new products out that basically are blackout shades, which hug the whole window, completely take the light out. But something else we did to make our bedroom more cozy is we did something unorthodox. When we bought the home, there were white shelving television shelving, bookcases in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Everything was white. The curtains were white. And I said, Sandy, let's just try something out here. I went and found a really cool midnight blue, almost black, but it had just enough blue. We painted all the walls in midnight blue. We left our bookcases white and the trim white, and the ceiling obviously we left white, but it so transformed our bedroom. It's one of the best decisions design-wise I have ever made, and we'll never go back. I'll never have a bedroom that doesn't have dark colored paint in it. It's just so, so rich.
And I do love when you take a darker paint and you go with an eggshell finish, and it kind of gives that wonderful, like, rich, velvety feel.
It does, because you don't have reflection.
Yeah, it's great.
If you don't have eggshell, you're going to get a reflection off of it, and you don't want that. That's a great point, Leslie.
All right, Clint Robertson, home improvement expert and one of the Boise Boys, who we can all check out Building Boise this summer online streaming on your smart TVs. Where can people go to check things out? Still send them to Instagram for the Boise Boys?
We're all over social media, so look up Boise Boys on social media. You can actually, in the meantime, on your smart TV, start looking for Boise Boys, because not only do we have a lot of episodes out from our previous seasons, but if you search Boise Boys, you'll be able to find Building Boise, because we'll be one of the top returns on your smart TV search. So just keep your eyes peeled. We're coming.
All right. We can't wait. Clint, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, guys, are you short on outside storage? A shed could be the answer. We're going to walk you through those possibilities next. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this?
For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Our team is standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT to put you in the queue so we can lend you a hand and help you finish those home improvement projects, but also help you win a great prize to tackle a very seasonal project. It's the Green Machine 62-volt brushless 22-inch electric cordless battery. It's a self-propelled lawnmower. It's worth $649. You can check it out at HomeDepot.com. But you have to be in it to win it, so give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, now that spring is in full swing, you might be finding that between the lawnmowers, the bikes, the balls, the sporting equipment, you could be a little tight on storage, and sheds could be a solution, and it can actually be a DIY project or a pro project. But before you begin, there are 4 important things you've got to consider. First of all, the average cost to build a shed is going to run between $800 and $4,000. I mean, this all depends on the materials you choose, whether you're doing it yourself, whether you're hiring a pro. But whether you go pro or you opt to go it alone, there are several basic questions you've got to ask yourself before you start. For example, do I need a permit? Well, you might. You want to check your local building codes to determine if you need that permit to build a shed on your property. You don't want to find out after you finish the project that it's got to come down because you violated some sort of building code or zoning ordinance. So better to ask those questions up front before you spend the expense and the time. Now, when it comes to the shed itself, what size, what style? Do you want something simple and just utilitarian, or do you want something decorative? There's so many different styles and sizes out there. You want to evaluate your home and property to determine the best style for your needs.
Now, you got to think about where does the shed go on your property? Depending on the size of the property, you could have a few options for the placement of the shed, but depending on the property and setbacks and neighbors, you might only have one option. So you got to figure out what's going to work best for you. Some popular choices include building it close to the house, which makes running power and water maybe super easy, or some like tucking it to the side or the back of the property so it's less obtrusive. Totally on you, totally on your aesthetics there. And the last thing to think about is, what's your budget? If you've got a tight budget, you can build a simple shed yourself that gets the job done without a lot of frills. If you've got some wiggle room, you can look for added features such as integrated shelving inside. Maybe the exterior is a little bit more fancy with some decorative trim. Or, you know, if you've got a budget here, you can kind of go man cave, she shed, outdoor bar, yoga barn, whatever you want. Add electricity, heat, plumbing. I mean, there are some great Pinterest pages and some online resources for some totally out of this world outdoor storage spaces. Again, radio air quotes here. I mean, they call them storage spaces, but I feel like people are living out there and them having the time of their lives.
Now, out here in the Midwest, Leslie, a big fad, it seems to be, is the pre-manufactured sheds, where they actually deliver them to you.
Yeah, and you just pour that slab, right?
Well, you can do it both ways. You can have it on a slab. You can also have it where they're up, like, on risers. It's like, I want to say 4x4, but it's probably 4x6. And it's they set it right on the ground. It's ground contact stuff. They're relatively competitive, so before you do anything, you just keep that as an option. As much as we both like to swing a hammer, sometimes it's nice to have somebody else put that together in a factory for you.
I mean, think about how quick you could have that yard tiki bar.
There you go.
I mean, storage shed.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, unpacking your spring and summer clothes, and you kind of find out now that they've been damaged by bugs. That's not the best way to start off the new season. We're going to share a timeless solution to keeping your clothes in tip-top shape next.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Market FCA US LSE.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines.
So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. Let's jump into our Money Pit email questions. Jim, who do we have on the line? I think we've got somebody with a counter question.
Yeah, you're getting right to business, Leslie. Let's go right to the emails. I like it.
Oh, for sure.
Gary from Florida with, sounds like a 75-year-old countertop. His countertop is weird and yellow-orangey kind of color, and he's contemplating replacing it, but he's looking at granite and marble, which is pretty expensive, and his other options are out there because he's concerned about stains and discoloration and stuff. But you had an idea we were talking off-air about that makes total sense in this situation if he's stain-prone.
Yeah, you know, I think, Gary, a good option for you would be a composite countertop material like a Corian. There are several different brands out there, and it's made from a bunch of different materials to replicate a solid stone surface. And it is a solid stone surface in its own right. It's just a composite material, so it's not real granite, it's not real marble. It's made, though, to look exactly like that. I mean, it can even look like concrete. It can look like a solid, shiny color. There are so many wonderful ways and color options and design options when it comes to Corian, and the good part is that it's super durable. They are generally scratch-resistant. They are generally heat-resistant, and the price point is way lower than a natural stone. So I think if it's time to finally update these countertops, it's a good option to look at that keeps you in a very reasonable budget. So good luck with this project, Gary. I can't wait to hear about it. Corian is an awesome choice. You can't go wrong. Can't wait to hear about it when it's done.
And a possible DIY repair down the road if you do get staining is you can lightly sand Corian and take a or Duron, whatever the brand is, and you can take some of the top off of it, and you don't notice it. It's something you need a touch to do, but you might want to consider having a pro come in to do it if you get staining problems down the road.
All right. Good luck with that, Gary.
You know, taking shorts and swimsuits and light jackets out of storage is a great way to set up you mentally start your spring out. You know what I mean, Les?
Oh, for sure.
But it can turn into a huge disappointment if you find out they've been ravaged by insects like moths, for example. Yay. Leslie's got a timeless solution you can build yourself in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it is sucky. It's like you go through the effort to put everything away. You think you're storing it correctly. You're getting tidy between seasons. But when you take it out, you come to find that bugs and moths have been eating the clothing. So for centuries, cedar has been used to keep those bugs and moths away. Now, the cedar not only repels the pests, but it also resists mildew, which does mean that turning a standard closet into a cedar closet to keep those belongings safe is an easy do-it-yourself project, and it will work for years to come. Now, you can add as much or as little cedar as you want to the walls of the existing space. It's going to be most effective if you line that space in full. And I'm talking about the ceiling, the back of the door, all sides, the floor. To start, you want to make sure you go with Eastern Red Cedar. It's the type that gives off the scent that does keep those bugs away. And you can either nail the tongue and groove cedar to the studs, you can attach it using construction adhesive, or you can do a combination of both. You can use a stud finder to find and mark those studs and begin at the back wall. Now, you want to nail through the tongue of the wood at each section and angle the fasteners about 45 degrees down to keep them from getting in the way of the next board. And once that back wall is fully covered, you want to install the cedar on the side walls, allowing the back edge of the boards to cover the cut ends at the corners. And the best part here is that over time, as the cedar scent sort of starts to wear away, you can rejuvenate it by just lightly sanding that cedar. You might have to do it once a year. It could be a little bit more, but you'll notice as that aroma kind of fades, that means it's not working as effectively. But sand it, obviously, take the clothes out, protect the area, sand that cedar, vacuum away the dust, and you've got a whole rejuvenated cedar closet, which means your clothes are in good shape, you're saving money, and the bugs are gone. Great do-it-yourself project and a great way to extend the life of your wardrobe. Coming up next week, guys, are you ready to spend more time outside? Well, we've got five easy ways for you to create the perfect outdoor living space. All that and more next week on The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training effect.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move to free out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Harvard University is the latest target in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
$9 billion in grants and contracts are being threatened unless Harvard agrees to a list of demands from the federal government. It's just one of several Ivy League schools feeling the heat. Columbia University was the first one targeted, and it agreed to several demands. The Trump administration also suspended about $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over a transgender swimmer. And Princeton University had dozens of its research grants halted by the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Books on the Holocaust and histories of feminism are just some of those removed from the U.S. Naval Academy's library this week. It comes after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the school to get rid of the books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. Navy removed 381 books. President Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday in what will be their second White House sit-down since Trump's return to office. At the meeting, the leaders are expected to focus on the latest news out of Gaza. Also at townhall.com, over Democratic opposition, Senate Republicans have pushed through a crucial next step that's central to President Trump's agenda.
On a mostly party-line vote of 51-48, the Republicans passed the plan that paves the way for the party to, in the coming months, push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. By doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting that senators spent hours last night churning through amendments before a final vote that sent the package to the House for the next step. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis, at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
Coverage varies by plan.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
The NTSB has issued its final report for a fatal accident on Pennsylvania Overpass.
Federal officials say the driver of a tractor trailer that overturned and sparked a blaze under a major Philadelphia interstate had failed to slow down on the exit ramp. The National Transportation Safety Board issued its final report in the June 2023 crash at an Interstate 95 exit ramp and found probable cause that the driver, who was killed, exited the highway above the posted speed limit and possible fatigue played a role. There were no other deaths or injuries. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Costa Rica's security minister has begun a visit to El Salvador to study the measures it's taken to reduce violence caused by its powerful street gangs. El Salvador has waged a three-year offensive under an ongoing state of emergency. Costa Rica Justice and Peace Minister Gerald Campos Valverde says he was visiting to see the good practices of the Salvadorian people. More at townhall.com. It's called the Torpedo Bat, and it's becoming the talk of Major League Baseball.
These strikingly different bats with large bowling pin-like barrels are picking up orders. Victus Sports, the company that makes the official bat of MLB, has seen sales and interest spike in the bat. Victus isn't the only company producing the bulgy bats, but were among the first to list them for sale online after the Yankees made them the talk of the sports world. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
It could be a record-setting event tomorrow for Alex Ovechkin when the Washington Capitals take on the New York Islanders as the big Russian tries to break Wayne Gretzky's NHL career gold record. He's currently tied with Gretzky at 894. The 39-year-old Russian superstar is now one way away from breaking it with six left to play this season. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldenleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldenleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Fancy is a pawn for your place, it's like a dump. Live in a money pit, money pit. Pick up your telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Welcome to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. This is episode 2505, and we have a great show in store for you in the start of the spring season. Coming up today, are your windows drafty or simply worn out? Or maybe you're wondering whether to repair them or replace them all together? Well, we are going to share a checklist to help you determine the best course of action for your home and your budget. Plus, joining us this hour is HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert, Clint Robertson. Super nice guy, lots of fun, has great stories to share about his life experience. I mean, he just loves construction and real estate and law and business. And he's going to help us create the perfect recipe for a great home. Also ahead, now that spring is in full swing, you may be finding that the lawnmowers and the kids' bikes, you might be running out of some storage outside. Building a shed could be a great solution to that mess. We're going to tell you what you need to know to plan that project just ahead. But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and the house is winning? Well, here we go. We've got a chance for you to win this time. One lucky listener is going to win a great prize. It's the Green Machine 62-volt brushless 22-inch electric cordless self-propelled lawnmower worth $649. So call in with your questions right now for your chance to win at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Well, we all deal with neighbors sometimes, and some are better than others. And sometimes some of them are really, really loud, just like Marilyn's daughter's neighbor. What's going on over there, Marilyn?
The walls are so thin that she can hear them at a regular, she says, I haven't heard it, but she says at a regular volume. She switched her bedroom over and her living room over so they don't share that wall, but it's still just as bad. So it's not that they're... How do I put it? And she says, the worst thing is I can hear what they're saying.
And that's like a little TMI, right? Oh, man, Marilyn, I'm sorry. All right. So I love the phrase, you know, the walls are very thin. And I think a lot of people actually think when they say the walls are thin that we're saying the walls are actually physically thin. But they're not. It's just the way the wall construction was done. There's a lot of ways for sounds to kind of transmit. So typically in a condo, they take steps to make sure that doesn't happen. They use different types of sound deadening approaches. Maybe it's insulation. You know, they can use a type of insulation called rock wool that has sound deadening capabilities that's typically used in a wall like that. But the problem is that these kind of changes can't be made without physically taking that wall apart. You know, you have to kind of take the sheetrock off.
Can you do something on her side of the wall? That's what I'm questioning. I don't think that that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You'd have to disassemble her house from her side, and I don't think that's going to happen. And she's probably not even allowed to do that. So here's the thing. I mean, you could go ahead and put a second layer of drywall right on top of the existing layer of drywall, and you do that with a special type of glue. It comes like in a caulking tube. It's called green glue, and it's made specifically to be a sound-deadening glue, but you do have to kind of cover the entire wall with the stuff and then glue and screw that second layer of drywall right on top of that, and that's going to create a barrier that's going to absorb some of that sound. There's also a type of drywall that already has that sound deadening material built into it. One of the manufacturers is called Quiet Rock, and it's basically a sound deadening drywall. But you have to remember that that sound is not only going through the drywall itself, but it kind of gets around the holes that are in the wall, the outlets, the switches, heating ducts, you know, whatever else is on there. So you usually have to go from behind the outlet box, for example, and get sort of like a putty or a gasket that comes on a sheet, and you put that behind the outlet cover so that kind of quiets that area down. I mean, you do really have to address all the different areas. And you can kind of also address this from like a decorating standpoint. You can get some wall covering. I mean, you could almost even like upholster the wall itself. It just depends on what level of commitment you're allowed to do in the space that she's in. You can hang drapes, you know, put up a curtain rod along the ceiling and then just hang long drapes along the entire wall. There's acoustical wall panels that sort of get built out with a channel system on the wall and then it snaps in place. So you build up this channel system, you put some acoustic foam on the wall, you wrap it in fabric, and then snap the outer layer around it. It actually looks awesome. It's super easy to install, but it is a big project. And again, it's got to be in a space that you're in for the long haul because you are adhering things to the wall, you're putting in, you know, screw holes. It's a lot of stuff. So if you're in the space where you can do this, it's great. I did this for my sister's apartment with those acoustic panels when they lived in the city and they just had a very noisy neighbor, and it did the trick and it made the bedroom look really, really great. So there's a lot of things that you can do. You just have to figure out what you're comfortable with doing yourself and what you would need to hire a pro for.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. I can't believe that you called back. This is great.
All right, you're welcome. Good luck with everything. I hope your daughter gets her privacy back.
Okay, Leslie, it's time to roll up our proverbial radio sleeves and talk windows with Steve.
I'm doing it now.
What are you working on, Steve?
Well, I'm not working on it. Lowe's is working on it. They put the windows out farther. The windows are 4-inch vinyls, and they replaced like a 1-inch aluminum single panes. And so they didn't patch the hole that it would fit in. So now, even though it's caulked on the front and the back, there's air leaking from the sides. What I test that is I just turn on the fan in the bathroom and I can go to the farthest window in the house and put it by the sashes, or there's a couple holes in the actual vinyl, and air will be sucked through that. The HVAC, it's so strong it'll blow out a candle. I just had the inspector there, and the inspector kind of said that he's just there to look at the screws. He says he liked the caulk job, but somebody said they're going to fail it. We're yet to see that if Lowe's gets to hear that the job failed.
Who measured the windows here? Who measured the house? Did the contractor come to measure those windows?
The contractor did that.
Yeah, look, this sounds like a problem with their installed sales department. So I do think you need to go back to Lowe's and file a formal complaint about the job. They certainly don't want to have that work out there. And, I mean, it's pretty clear to me from your description that the windows weren't measured correctly, because if they were, they would have just gone in and installed, and they would have been properly sized, and it would have been a much easier project. They are always going to be a little smaller than the opening, and you usually fill that space with an expandable foam sealant, and you want one that has some flex to it. So you definitely want to make sure you go with a foam sealant that's rated specifically for windows and doors, because if you don't, the traditional expandable foam is kind of going to squeeze that window and maybe even squeeze it shut, and you don't want that. So there are the ones that are rated specifically for windows and doors, and that will fill it but allow everything to operate and fill that gap. So I do think you need to go back to Lowe's, file a complaint. I don't know if the inspector is going to be a source for this. You know, if they fail, it helps you, but I don't think that they're necessarily going to be the determination of quality. They just want to make sure that it's watertight, and it sounds to me like you want this to be an airtight installation. And I think you just need to go back to Lowe's, tell them about the issue, and hopefully they come and help you address it.
Okay, thank you.
And like anything, of course, Leslie, you want to go in there politely and you handle things the way it should be, as opposed to, you know, flipping out and stuff.
I say flipping out for if the niceness doesn't always work.
You just don't lead with flipping out.
Don't go in hot.
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. It's common sense. Human nature is somebody's more likely to help you if you're nice to them than if you're not.
True. And, you know, mistakes happen. So it could have just been an issue. I remember when I bought my home. I mean, I bought my home in 2003, and we replaced the front entry, and they basically measured for this big mahogany door with side lights, and it was a contractor that my dad had worked with forever. So, you know, it was someone we trusted, and something got mixed up in the writing down of the information. And when it came, the measurements were sort of transposed and everything was wrongly sized and didn't fit.
Oh.
And luckily they were able to pop the old thing that they just cut out back in its spot and go rebuild the other piece. But it happens. You know, people make mistakes.
Boy, what a lot of work.
And expensive, too. So go in there, be kind, be calm, explain the situation, and hopefully you walk out with the resolution you want.
Without flipping out.
And then, you know, flip out later if you want. This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, do your windows need work? I know I need some window work at my house. I'm going to be sharing that journey online at moneypit.com. We're going to share a checklist here to help you guys determine if your window can be repaired or needs replacement. Stick around. All that's coming up when the Money Pit returns. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to The Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on at your Money Pit? If you got some outdoor projects, we have got a prize that is fantastic for you up for grabs this hour. It's the Green Machine 62-volt brushless 22-inch electric cordless battery self-propelled lawnmower. This is a prize worth $649. One lucky listener is going to get this very powerful 62-volt battery. I mean, it kind of gives you like gas-like performance, and this battery will give you up to a 70-minute runtime. The prize includes 2 batteries and a super-fast charger. Check it out for yourself at HomeDepot.com, but give us a call for your chance to win. Jim, who's on the line?
My dearest Leslie, we have Charlotte in Louisiana. She is with us next year on the Money Pit. She's got a water issue on the patio. What's going on down there, Charlotte?
We have a small patio on the back of our house, and we want to extend it out to help divert the water. The water needs to, the rainwater needs to flow through our yard, and we want to, I wanted to know what might be decorative that wouldn't just look like a slab of concrete and that would also help, you know, slope down to allow the water to flow through our yard.
Well, why don't you build the new section out of paver bricks and then pick a color that complements the existing concrete patio? I mean, you can almost surround it, and if you have a brick color, you can have a gray stone color. There's lots of different colors associated with that, and you can make it look like the whole patio was designed to be that way, even though it's kind of two sections. Definitely mixed materials are a huge trend right now in outdoor spaces, so this is a good way to cleverly give yourself the height difference that you need to move that water away. You could do almost anything with paver bricks. They do come in a variety of shapes and sizes and thicknesses as well. So if you wanted to use something that looked like a pathway, you could very easily do that.
Okay, and that wears pretty well.
Well, it will wear well if you do a good job on the install. You know, a lot of times people don't install them properly and they don't put the right base down, and then they start to sort of heave and wave and get saggy and weird, and then you're going to see weeds grow up through them. But if you dig out that area properly and give yourself the right base, a solid base, you can lay those bricks in right, and it will give you many, many years of life.
Okay, so we could have like a concrete base in
there. No, I mean, you don't even need a concrete base. It would be more of a crushed stone base that you tamp down very, very well. So what you do is you dig down first however many inches. It really depends on the thickness of the paver stone that you go with. So you dig down usually 2 to 3 times that thickness. Then you put down sort of a stone aggregate. You tamp that down. It's like a kind of a contractor mixed material of stone. It's like a crushed gravel or an aggregate. You'll find it at the home center. And, I mean, they can even deliver it to you in these giant bags. And you can get, you know, a hand tamper where you're sort of stomping it down yourself, but you can get mechanical ones, too, that you move around. And it tamps it down, and once you have a solid base, I mean, it can be as solid as a road or as a concrete patio as well. And then you, once it's tamped down, you put sand over it, you tamp it down again, you're compressing it and compressing it into the structurally stable base. And once that's down and everything is level, you put your pavers right on top of it.
Okay, good deal. Okay, well, that's great. All right, thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Or even the entire window is recommended here to improve that insulation. You also want to look at the functionality of the windows. Are they difficult to open or close? Can you lock them effectively? That kind of suggests functional failure as well, and that is an indication for replacement. And you also want to think about the sun. Are you trying to block out UV rays? Are you seeing damage from the sun to your carpets or your furniture? That means that your window is offering inadequate protection from the sun. So if you are replacing those windows at this point or down the road, you want to consider a window with a glass package that's designed to filter out those UV rays, and that will help protect all of the interior furnishings. If you do decide to repair your windows, it's generally a do-it-yourself job with a good chance for success. When it comes to window replacement, however, that's really a project best left to the pros. I mean, the law of gravity combined with a stiff wind, I mean, that really can create an undesirable outcome when you're trying to wrestle that new window into place, not to mention making sure that that new window, that installation process gives you a leak and draft-free final result. So sometimes it's best to go with a pro, but if you're making those simple repairs, you definitely can do it yourself. Either way, check out those windows, give them a seasonal look anyway, make sure they're operating effectively, and let us know what you find out. Thanks so much. Jim, who's on the line?
Hello, Janet in New York. You've got Leslie on the Money Pit. How can we help you out today?
I've had a new countertop installed on a newly built house, and my options were granite or granite. And they installed the countertop in the kitchen, and I've looked online and I've talked to several people, and I get so many different options or different ways to keep it clean and to maintain it. My biggest thing is this granite seems to be more work.
Yeah, well, hi, Janet, neighbor in New York. You know, you're right about that. Everybody kind of thinks, well, it's granite, it's going to be indestructible, and it is. But it's the finish that needs a lot of work to maintain. I mean, the quartz countertops are a lot easier to maintain than granite because
Granite, by its nature, is porous. And, you know, they mill it, the granite, and then they finish it, and then the sealer is applied. And it does have to be redone from time to time. And that could be every few years. You just have to stay on top of it with cleaning and polishing. So you're right. It is more work than a Formica countertop. But here you go. You also have to make sure that whatever cleaning supplies you're using are going to be safe for granite or natural material surface, because you don't want to put something on that could deteriorate that protective coating that's on top of that natural material. And you also have to be careful with the edging, that, you know, that cut edge that you select for that countertop. You don't want to select an OG edge. It's more decorative, but it's a little bit more delicate. And not that I have experience from this, but we have a granite countertop with the OG edge, and I stand in the same exact spot every day, multiple times a day, to wash the dishes, and the button on my jeans happened to hit that exact spot all the time, and it kind of has worn away the finish in that one spot. I did eventually have that finish resealed and that area filled in, but you just kind of have to pay attention because it's expensive, it's durable, it's granite, but it does need some love and care to last that long time. All right?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, good luck with your project, and thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert Clint Robertson is here to share how his love of construction and real estate have been the perfect recipe in creating a great home by cooking up an inviting kitchen when the Money Pit returns.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Is Bernie really grassroots or another presidential push?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Bernie and AOC have gone on a full propaganda gamut blitz for their fundraising rallies. But some of these attendees were actually paid to be there? Who's really getting paid?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success, you didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities, and if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
To battle is to fight, to struggle
to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
When it comes to setting up a home security system, most people don't want the hassle and have to deal with a ton of wires. Instead, the Tapo C120 Home Security Cam from TP-Link connects wirelessly. It's easy to set up, and you control it all through the Tapo app. TP-Link's Jens Hennings has more.
That's right. Yeah, there's the Tapo app, which allows you to add as many cameras as you want and gives you the live view, gives you instant notifications.
And the only wire is to power it up.
The only wire is the actual wire for the power cable. It comes with a 10-foot power cable, so it has quite a good distance that it can be mounted at, but it does still need that power supply.
Tomorrow, we'll share a great idea on how you can make the Tapo C120 super versatile in your home.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Beltway politics gets a shake-up. Fictions and facades abound. And is the American dream making a comeback? All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Joining us this hour is a real treat. We have Clint Robertson, who's a home improvement expert. He's kind of a get-her-done kind of guy, and you would recognize him from The Boise Boys on HGTV. He's in the process of filming a brand new series called Building Boise, which we're all going to catch this summer of 2025. Clint, welcome to the Money Pit.
Well, thank you very much, Leslie. Glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
Well, we're super excited to check out what you have going on. So tell us about this new project, Building Boise, because we all certainly enjoyed The Boise Boys, and you and Luke were happy to have you back in our lives. So tell us a bit about it.
Well, if you've ever been to Boise, you know it's just a magical place. It's got the river running through the middle of it. It's in the foothills of the Rockies. You've got desert hills, and a little bit further north, you've got the beautiful alpine area. It's really magical. It's got Boise State University. I'm actually an attorney and a CPA, so I'm not only a Boise State fan, I actually teach business law at Boise State. So it's just a good town to be in.
Well, I mean, this is so interesting because you kind of really bring both sides of this business. You've got business law. You've got, you've been a CPA. You deal with realty and flipping houses, and you kind of bring this full encompassing approach when it comes to homes. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I grew up the son of an entrepreneur, and I didn't really know any other way. One thing my dad always told me when I was a kid, he said, he was a CPA, and he said, man, if I'd only been an attorney, I feel like I'd been the whole package. So I thought, you know what, spoken from a guy who knows what he's talking about, I went ahead and went to law school after I worked a year at the Ernst & Young CPA firm in the small business department. I got my business law Juris Doctor. I practiced a little bit, but I've always kind of used it as my own tool in real estate because obviously that's my love.
I mean, which is really so great because you're looking at a real estate deal and what a home could be from all aspects of it, from a financial approach, from an aesthetics approach, from sort of a resale, from an investment standpoint. So when did you kind of figure, you know what, I'm going to be a contractor and I'm also going to have a TV show?
Pre-2008, and we all know what happened in 2008 when the real estate bubble hit.
I know, don't talk about it.
Back before 2008, there were a lot of coastal buyers, when I say coastal, mainly the West Coast, looking for income-producing real estate in Texas. I started developing dirt, just finding dirt, raw dirt, developing it, subdividing it, building fourplexes, duplexes, and condos and apartment complexes, selling to coastal buyers on HELOCs. That was just a huge business, and I realized really quickly that if I control every end of this, from the finding the dirt all the way through the developing, the building, own the real estate office, own the title office, and basically beginning to end, there's so many holes along that road that get taken out of real estate. And I found that if I controlled the whole process, then the profits were really, really almost double what they would have been had I not been paying these tolls at each step, other experts doing, you know, what I could do.
I mean, that's really great. And it's so beneficial for everybody that you're working with to sort of all be in this one group to have a successful project. Now, you and Luke from the Boise Boys on HGTV have been best friends for how long?
You know, I met Luke at church. I love what he does with his family. I love how he has a heart for children who don't have families, and he's opened his doors to many, many children who have disabilities. Those children now have a home. They have a loving home, a good mom, a good dad who's totally devoted to that, and I really like that. So when I met Luke, we were in church together. He was a traveling musician. I had a law office and a little CPA firm, kind of all in one, and we had just discovered Boise. We were living in northern Idaho, and so I realized pretty quickly when I got to Boise that it was in a Goldilocks zone where you could buy, flip, and sell and make a good return. Luke, come to find out, had a couple houses he was actually working on, and we all know what happens when you get close to the end of a flip house. It's a three-ring circus, and if you not manage really closely, it's can turn to a money pit. You know, no pun intended.
No,
so I jumped in when Luke was traveling and helped him finish up a couple houses. And you know, Luke has that aesthetic thing going that few people have. He can see what it can be from what it is. So I thought, well, you know, he knows the area. We rode the boat in the same direction when it comes to family and taking care of our kiddos. And so we jumped in together on one house, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's awesome. What can we expect from Building Boise in the summer of 2025? How are you guys doing? How many episodes are you in them?
Well, right now we're about to have four drop, and the good thing is because everything's streaming now, you know, not to talk about networks and numbers, but as you're aware, all, across the board, networks are really suffering, but streaming is where it's at. So we're trying to get ahead of that curve. We're working with a group called Homestyle, and if you have a smart television, you'll be able to watch the show. It's that simple. And you'll be able to watch all the episodes, one at a time, one a day, whatever you want to do. What you can expect is the best of Boise Boys. It's going to be all the fun without the fluff. It's going to go straight to the fun, the information, the things that people want to see between Luke and I, and also the the nitty-gritty when it comes to hopefully they learn a thing or two while they're watching.
All right, so let's learn a thing or two now. You got some tips to help us make our kitchens more inviting?
If you're selling a home, and that's my perspective, I'm always looking at what other people would see when they walk into a kitchen. What do I like? And to make a kitchen more inviting, to me, is no clutter. And so if you're trying to sell your home or you're flipping a home and you want it to look the best, you want to put it the best face on it, then less is always more. You know, greenery, plants do have a place in the kitchen. Some people combine that with herb gardens or what have you. But other than that, keep your kitchen uncluttered and organic. You'll love the result.
I mean, being that it's spring and a lot of people are getting into spring cleaning, do you have, like, some favorite tips when it comes to decluttering? Because so many people just, you know, they always come down to say, like, I just don't have the time to put the things away. For me, I put things away immediately so that there isn't the clutter. And the second there is an ounce of clutter in the house, I sort of get very unsettled. So how can you help some folks get ahead of it or, you know, tackle some of the clutter that's already there?
Well, you know, everybody's got a junk drawer where they've got scissors and tacks and rubber bands and those types of things in their kitchen. Don't feel bad when you have a disorganized junk drawer. Take out all your clutter on a junk drawer, but make sure everything else is organized. And something that a lot of houses ignore today, if you're renovating a home or if you're looking to buy a home, if you're renovating, make sure you give that prospective buyer a big pantry. If you're buying a home, you can never have a big enough pantry. So just make sure you have a pantry that you can close the world out of when you're entertaining, you know, just when you want to clean up in the kitchen. Make sure you have that extension of your junk drawer, which can sometimes be your pantry on short notice.
I like it.
I do like that. It's great because you can just kind of close the doors and hide the mess away.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about in the bedroom? Any tips to kind of make a bedroom feel warmer, more welcoming, more relaxing?
You know, I'm a big believer in sleep and how sleep really just makes life better. And to the studies have proven that a good night's sleep is the foundation of good health. And I've never had any problems sleeping. I love, but sometimes, on a Saturday morning when I want to sleep in, that sun comes creeping in the window, and that's not ever fun. So Sandy and I experimented with something on our most recent home, and we loved it. We actually, they have new products out that basically are blackout shades, which hug the whole window, completely take the light out. But something else we did to make our bedroom more cozy is we did something unorthodox. When we bought the home, there were white shelving and white television shelving, bookcases in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Everything was white. The curtains were white. And I said, Sandy, let's just try something out here. I went and found a really cool midnight blue, almost black, but it had just enough blue. We painted all the walls in midnight blue. We left our bookcases white and the trim white, and the ceiling, obviously, we left white. But it so transformed our bedroom. It's one of the best decisions design-wise I have ever made, and we'll never go back. I'll never have a bedroom that doesn't have dark colored paint in it. It's just so, so rich.
And I do love when you take a darker paint and you go with an eggshell finish, and it kind of gives that wonderful, like, rich, velvety feel.
It does, because you don't have reflection.
Yeah, it's great.
If you don't have eggshell, you're going to get a reflection off of it, and you don't want that. That's a great point, Leslie.
All right, Clint Robertson, home improvement expert and one of the Boise Boys, who we can all check out Building Boise this summer online streaming on your smart TVs. Where can people go to check things out? Still send them to Instagram for the Boise Boys?
We're all over social media, so look up Boise Boys on social media. You can actually, in the meantime, on your smart TV, start looking for Boise Boys, because not only do we have a lot of episodes out from our previous seasons, but if you search Boise Boys, you'll be able to find Building Boise, because we'll be one of the top returns on your smart TV search. So just keep your eyes peeled. We're coming.
All right. We can't wait. Clint, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, guys, are you short on outside storage? A shed could be the answer. We're going to walk you through those possibilities next. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
For more quality lawn and garden products, make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Our team is standing by at 888-MONEYPIT to put you in the queue so we can lend you a hand and help you finish those home improvement projects, but also help you win a great prize to tackle a very seasonal project. It's the Green Machine 62-volt brushless 22-inch electric cordless battery. It's a self-propelled lawnmower. It's worth $649. You can check it out at HomeDepot.com, but you have to be in it to win it, so give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, now that spring is in full swing, you might be finding that between the lawnmowers, the bikes, the balls, the sporting equipment, you could be a little tight on storage, and sheds could be a solution, and it can actually be a DIY project or a pro project. But before you begin, there are four important things you've got to consider. First of all, the average cost to build a shed is going to run between $800 and $4,000. I mean, this all depends on the materials you choose, whether you're doing it yourself, whether you're hiring a pro. But whether you go pro or you opt to go it alone, there are several basic questions you've got to ask yourself before you start. For example, do I need a permit? Well, you might. You want to check your local building codes to determine if you need that permit to build a shed on your property. You don't want to find out after you finish the project that it's got to come down because you violated some sort of building code or zoning ordinance. So better to ask those questions up front before you spend the expense and the time. Now, when it comes to the shed itself, what size, what style? Do you want something simple and just utilitarian, or do you want something decorative? There's so many different styles and sizes out there. You want to evaluate your home and property to determine the best style for your needs. Now, you got to think about, where does the shed go on your property? Depending on the size of the property, you could have a few options for the placement of the shed, but depending on the property and setbacks and neighbors, you might only have one option. So you got to figure out what's going to work best for you. Some popular choices include building it close to the house, which makes running power and water maybe super easy, or some like tucking it to the side or the back of the property so it's less obtrusive. Totally on you, totally on your aesthetics there. And the last thing to think about is, what's your budget? If you've got a tight budget, you can build a simple shed yourself that gets the job done without a lot of frills. If you've got some wiggle room, you can look for added features such as integrated shelving inside. Maybe the exterior is a little bit more fancy with some decorative trim. Or, you know, if you've got a budget here, you can kind of go man cave, she shed, outdoor bar, yoga barn, whatever you want. Add electricity, heat, plumbing. I mean, there's some great Pinterest pages and some online resources for some totally out of this world outdoor storage spaces. Again, radio air quotes here. I mean, they call them storage spaces, but I feel like people are living out there and them having the time of their lives.
Now, out here in the Midwest, Leslie, a big fad, it seems to be, is the pre-manufactured sheds, where they actually deliver them to you.
Yeah, and you just pour that slab, right?
Well, you can do it both ways. You can have it on a slab. You can also have it where they're up, like, on risers. It's like, I want to say 4x4, but it's probably 4x6. And it's they set it right on the ground. It's ground contact stuff. They're relatively competitive, so before you do anything, just keep that as an option. As much as we both like to swing a hammer, sometimes it's nice to have somebody else put that together in a factory for you.
I mean, think about how quick you could have that yard tiki bar.
There you go.
I mean, storage shed.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, unpacking your spring and summer clothes, and you kind of find out now that they've been damaged by bugs. That's not the best way to start off the new season. We're going to share a timeless solution to keeping your clothes in tip-top shape next.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. Let's jump into our Money Pit email questions. Jim, who do we have on the line? I think we've got somebody with a counter question.
Yeah, you're getting right to business, Leslie. Let's go right to the emails. I like it.
Oh, for sure.
Gary from Florida with, sounds like a 75-year-old countertop. His countertop is weird and yellow-orangey kind of color, and he's contemplating replacing it, but he's looking at granite and marble, which is pretty expensive, and his other options are out there because he's concerned about stains and discoloration and stuff. But you had an idea we were talking off-air about that makes total sense in this situation if he's stain-prone.
Yeah, you know, I think, Gary, a good option for you would be a composite countertop material like a Corian. There are several different brands out there, and it's made from a bunch of different materials to replicate a solid stone surface. And it is a solid stone surface in its own right. It's just a composite material, so it's not real granite. It's not real marble. It's made, though, to look exactly like that. I mean, it can even look like concrete. It can look like a solid, shiny color. There are so many wonderful ways and color options and design options when it comes to Corian. And the good part is that it's super durable. They are generally scratch resistant. They are generally heat resistant. And the price point is way lower than a natural stone. So I think if it's time to finally update these countertops, it's a good option to look at that keeps you in a very reasonable budget. So good luck with this project, Gary. I can't wait to hear about it. Corian is an awesome choice. You can't go wrong. Can't wait to hear about it when it's done.
And a possible DIY repair down the road if you do get staining is you can lightly sand Corian and take a, or Duron, whatever the brand is, and you can take some of the top off of it and you don't notice it. It's something you need a touch to do, but you might want to consider having a pro come in to do it if you get staining problems down the road.
All right. Good luck with that, Gary.
You know, taking shorts and swimsuits and light jackets out of storage is a great way to set up you mentally start your spring out. You know what I mean, Les?
Oh, for sure.
But it can turn into a huge disappointment if you find out they've been ravaged by insects like moths, for example. Yay. Leslie's got a timeless solution you can build yourself in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it is sucky. It's like you go through the effort to put everything away. You think you're storing it correctly. You're getting tidy between seasons. But when you take it out, you come to find that bugs and moths have been eating the clothing. So for centuries, cedar has been used to keep those bugs and moths away. Now, the cedar not only repels the pests, but it also resists mildew, which does mean that turning a standard closet into a cedar closet to keep those belongings safe is an easy do-it-yourself project, and it will work for years to come. Now, you can add as much or as little cedar as you want to the walls of the existing space. It's going to be most effective if you line that space in full. And I'm talking about the ceiling, the back of the door, all sides, the floor. To start, you want to make sure you go with Eastern Red Cedar. It's the type that gives off the scent that does keep those bugs away. And you can either nail the tongue and groove cedar to the studs, you can attach it using construction adhesive, or you can do a combination of both. You can use a stud finder to find and mark those studs and begin at the back wall. Now, you want to nail through the tongue of the wood at each section and angle the fasteners about 45 degrees down to keep them from getting in the way of the next board. And once that back wall is fully covered, you want to install the cedar on the side walls, allowing the back edge of the boards to cover the cut ends at the corners. And the best part here is that over time, as the cedar scent sort of starts to wear away, you can rejuvenate it by just lightly sanding that cedar. You might have to do it once a year. It could be a little bit more, but you'll notice as that aroma kind of fades, that means it's not working as effectively. But sand it, obviously, take the clothes out, protect the area, sand that cedar, vacuum away the dust, and you've got a whole rejuvenated cedar closet, which means your clothes are in good shape, you're saving money, and the bugs are gone. Great do-it-yourself project and a great way to extend the life of your wardrobe. Coming up next week, guys, are you ready to spend more time outside? Well, we've got 5 easy ways for you to create the perfect outdoor living space. All that and more next week on The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up your telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Battles aren't won solely on the field.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Part of District, the 6th District, which is right around where I have a house, so I definitely know the area, and the congressman is extremely happy to win. It was a convincing victory. I don't know why people are spinning it anything short of that. It's in double digits. So before we get to the new congressman, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Schumer is not the man with a plan to fight Trump. He ain't the man with a plan for a good Cinco de Mayo. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer need to be primaried and thrown out of office.
That is Charlemagne the God hosting The Daily Show. It's not too early to talk elections. We have the Dems recalibrating and the next generation of Republican leaders maneuvering to get that top spot in 2028. We'll have the Hill Survey
Number two.
I call on my colleagues right now to demand the return of people unlawfully taken to El Salvador.
This guy has no reason to be in a jail in El Salvador. He's only there because of Trump's policies.
Yes, MS-13, when you're from El Salvador and you come here and you're part of a vicious gang, you might end up back in El Salvador in a prison. Success of the border has been unparalleled in American history, but turbulence has hindered Trump's attempt to rid our nation of alien criminals in our jails and troublemakers on our campuses. We'll examine.
Number one.
We cannot pay the deficits of Canada, Mexico, and so many other countries, but we have to take care of our people, and we're going to take care of our people first.
Yep, a monster trade tariff deal Bill announced in the Rose Garden. It ripples through the country and around the world. We're going to talk about how it's going to affect everything, including the markets, which probably don't like it if the futures are indicative of what today will be like. Congressman, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you for having me. It was a big day.
So, yeah, of course, people looked at three things. They looked at the Gates seat, they looked at the Walz seat, and they looked at what happened in Wisconsin. Your thought, 14-point win is basically what the district is.
Yeah, look, that's the Cook PVI rating, plus 14. I won by more than Ron DeSantis, or the same as what Ron DeSantis won by when he ran for Congress the first time there, and a little bit more than Mike Walz. I'm not an incumbent, and it was a special election,
so we were
pretty excited about that.
Right, so I know the area well, but I want to talk to you, too, about what the president announced in the Rose Garden yesterday. How do you feel about it?
I agree with it. Look, tariffs are important for three reasons. Number one, they allow us to change how we get our revenue. A tariff is basically a sales tax on foreign goods. Would you rather pay income taxes or a sales tax on foreign goods if you're keeping things the same? The second thing is we can't afford to have products come from countries that we might be at war with. We couldn't hold China accountable during COVID because we needed them for medicine and PPE. That's bad. And the third thing is we've got to make the floor fair so our companies can compete. So I think what he's doing.
Great. So China got it the hardest, probably. If you take the 20% fentanyl because they can't control fentanyl, they say they can't, but I think they could because the precursors for it are made there. And then you add in yesterday's tariffs, it's 54%. Now, China, for the most part, its economy is not nearly as strong. I mean, the consumers are not buying things. They have a surplus in so many goods, and the world markets are beginning to tighten up for them. This is not going to help.
No, and look, I think there's an easy solution. Countries can be fair to us, not charge us more for our goods than we charge for theirs. And then we got to bring home these key industries. Look, where toy action figures get made doesn't matter. But we can't afford as a country to have our prescription medications made in a country that we may be fighting with. That's just dangerous.
And how about Big Pharma and their use of Ireland? Ireland basically has zero tax, and Big Pharma pays basically zero tax. Between the discount on our corporate tax, which could go lower, and what's happening now with the tariffs coming in Ireland, could things change?
Yeah, look, I'm not a big fan of Ireland these days. I was the only...
They'll wait to the left.
Yeah, well, and I was the only Jewish Republican member of the Florida legislature, and the way that Ireland has gone all in on anti-Semitism and anti-Israel, it wouldn't mind me if we stick it to them.
Absolutely, and I understand it's embarrassing as somebody who's half Irish to think that they are focusing on what they call genocide in Gaza, and they are condemning Israel, and I think that Israel has pulled their ambassador, correct?
They have, yeah, and it's crazy. My family went to Ireland a couple years ago, one of the best family trips we ever had. I had no idea about the anti-Semitism. I think about what would the trip have been like if I'd been wearing a yarmulke while we were touring the country. Would it have been completely different? Just what you see out of Ireland, it's just shocking, and frankly, so many other countries, it's shocking. We can talk about that, but I don't mind if we stick it to Ireland a little bit.
All right, listen, I want to want you to hear Howard Lutnick, a guy right from New York City. He talked about the need for these tariffs and how they have to balance things out. Cut 12.
It was just soft politicians. I mean, as President Trump said, it was the people in the Oval Office. I mean, the European Union won't take chicken from America. They won't take lobsters from America. They hate our beef because our beef is beautiful and theirs is weak. It's unbelievable. We can't sell corn to India. We can't sell rice to Asia. Why in the world do we let these people sell their cars? 95 94% of cars in Japan are made in Japan. They just block us. Finally, the man behind the resolute desk, the man in the Oval Office, Donald Trump, is finally standing up for our farmers, our ranchers, and our manufacturers to let the world understand either they're buying our products or don't bother coming here unless you're paying for the right to come.
So your feeling about that, that's a practical look at the goods that we all take for granted. We don't know where they come from. And, you know, I'm not really shopping in Italy these days. So your thoughts about this?
I think he nailed it. Look, we should not allow ourselves to be set up structurally at a disadvantage. The rules that they apply on us, we should apply on them. And frankly, if we do all that, maybe we end up with no tariffs. For us or them, and I have news for you, if America has a fair playing field, we're going to win every time. That's why they put these tariffs on us, is because they know they can't compete with America.
So tell me how you came across President Trump and why he tapped you to run for this open seat.
Well, I was the second legislator in Florida to endorse President Trump when he was running against someone else from Florida who was running for president. And my endorsement was sort of big news because I was the only Jewish Republican in the Florida legislature, and I endorsed President Trump after October 7th. And what I realized on that day is the world, it wasn't just America that needed Donald Trump, it was the world. We needed to get safety and calmness back in the world. And the president appreciated that. So after I won the state Senate, I thought that's what I would be doing. A couple weeks after that, President Trump asked me to run when he tapped Mike Waltz. He actually endorsed me before I made the decision to run.
Do you have some friction with the governor?
I do. And look, he'll never forgive me for what I did. And I understand
that. For going with Trump?
Yeah, for going with Trump. I mean, it was a very, very big deal in Florida when I did what I did. But I did it because I liked what Governor DeSantis would say, but not so much what he would do. And with President Trump, you always knew you could count on him, and Israel had no better friend in his 4 years in the White House.
So when you look now at what's happening on these college campuses, Columbia came out and they started having an uprising for two anti-Israeli students who stormed into a classroom, an Israeli history class in Columbia, and they were suspended. And then there was demonstrations for the suspended kids. And that goes at Barnard, and that played out there. And next thing you know, Columbia has lost $400 million. They've recycled through two interim presidents. They still can't control their student body. And now they have nine items that they got a punch card that they got to fulfill in order to have hope of getting that $400 million back. Harvard's also on the docket. Princeton, too. How do you feel about this?
Well, it's hard for me. I went to one of those schools for college, and I spent my whole life hoping that my son would go to one of those schools. And now I don't know that I even want him to go to college. I mean, the problem is anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism is endemic. It is built into the
DNA of
these
schools. And there's not much of a difference. People should understand that.
No, but interestingly, you don't see it at these schools in the chemistry department or the physics department or the math department. Where you see it is in all these new fake areas of academia. It's usually something dash studies, where basically all you can do with your degree is become a community organizer. And that is where you see this real anti-American, anti-Semitic hatred come. And they're using it. And the other problem is they're importing people from around the world to participate in these things. And that's why President Trump rounding them up, canceling their visas and sending them home is the right thing to do.
Do you plan on getting on Armed Services or Foreign Affairs committees?
Well, when you come in the middle of a term and you're the guy at the bottom, you have to take the scraps that are available. And so I've told the team, put me where you need me. There's not a whole lot of committee spots left to give. I would very much like to be on Foreign Affairs because those issues are important to me as well. But I really want to see us fix the issues on our college campuses. What we're doing to Americans, what we're doing to our kids, is we're poisoning their minds. And it's a shame because that's the future. We've got to have our kids know the way the world works, know what makes America great, know what makes Israel great, know what makes our Western civilization great, because too many of them are being told it's bad. And it's just not okay.
And it's incredible because these foreign organizations and countries and terrorist organizations are pouring money in.
Yep.
So these people are being paid to protest. And I don't know where these professors are getting their paychecks from because they seem to be firmly in the Hamas camp. Not even Palestinian camp, Hamas camp.
Well, that's, again, you have to look at the development of universities over the last 20 or 30 years. They started taking money from these foreign countries that don't like us. They endowed chairmanships. They picked professors. The percentage of students coming from these places has gone up. So they have changed the demographics of universities from being pro-American to bringing in people who don't like America. And then we see what these problems are. Look, look what I would do. I would say most people are in college on student loans. I would say if these schools behave this way, you can't use their loans there. I chaired higher ed in Florida for 2 years. What I learned is you can have all the policies you want, but when you touch the budget, when you take the money away, they get in shape real fast. And I think that's what will happen.
It is pretty amazing. Harvard is desperate to get the president's attention to say, don't hold up our money anymore. Congressman Randy Fine, before we go, just on what the Israelis are doing now. The IDF has penetrated deep into Rafah, and now they've taken out a lot of their mid-range commanders. And now we're seeing the Palestinian people rise up and protest against Hamas. So I've been having trouble seeing the difference between Hamas and the Palestinian people, but the people of the Palestinian people are seeing the difference. They had one of the protesters got murdered. The family came back and murdered the police officer. So they're in a very tenuous time over there. What do you make of it?
Well, I think that's good. Look, not everyone in Gaza is a terrorist or supports terrorists. Unfortunately, many, many do. And so that's the challenge. It's not a small number. And we've just got to be supporting the good people. Look, there are lots of Arabs who live in Israel and like living in Israel. They have full rights. They're citizens. They have very successful lives. In fact, Arabs have more rights in Israel than they have in most Muslim countries. And so what we need to create is a world where Arabs, Muslims, Christians, Jews that all want to live together can live together in peace in Israel. But the bad ones, they got to go.
Right. That would be great. While the Houthi rebels lob rockets and while the Iranians build nuclear weapons. It's a dangerous time in the world, but Congressman, you're going to be right in the middle of it. Congratulations on your victory. He's going to be representing the 6th District. There's no Congressman-elect, right? You're in.
I got sworn in last night at 6 o'clock, less than 24 hours from the time the election ended to the time we got sworn in. I'm excited to do it.
How's your family feel about it?
They are excited. We're all sort of surreal. I mean, I've slept about 10 hours in the last three nights. But look, President Trump needs warriors that will go and fight for them. The majority is so slim. And he asked me to do this because he saw in Florida that I was a guy that wasn't afraid of a fight, who'd pick up the sword, run up the hill, and chop the dragon's head off. And I'm ready to do it.
What is the margin now?
The margin for me, I won by 14.
The margin.
Oh, it's 220. We're up to 220 to 213, I think. I think there's a couple of Democrats who passed away, unfortunately. So if they were to win, then it'd be 215 to 220.
Okay, so you have a five. It's a little bit different than two.
It sure is.
Stefanik is back. You're in. The Gates seat is now back. So now you have a little bit of a margin. And now just go past earth-shaking budget resolutions. Great to see you, Congressman.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Brian Kilmeade Show back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 9-year-old boy from North Carolina who saved his friend from choking makes today's Dean's List. Jason Branch was playing basketball with his buddy Donye during recess when all of a sudden his buddy began gasping for air. He had taken a bite of a granola bar and it got caught in his throat. That's when Jason jumped into action and performed the Heimlich maneuver.
I didn't know he was actually choking, so I just did my things.
He reached around his friend's torso to complete the compressions, and he was able to dislodge the granola bar and save Donye's life. Jason says he learned the life-saving technique on YouTube after watching a teacher perform it on a student. Friends, family, parents, and kids at his school have taken notice of Jason's bravery and say they are proud to know him. And hopefully, more people will learn how to perform the Heimlich maneuver just like Jason. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Health Call for Health. If you use a smartwatch to track daily steps or heart rate, there may be another measure to get a better idea of heart health. Researchers say dividing a person's daily heart rate by their daily number of steps provides a more reliable measure of their heart fitness than either number on its own. They analyzed data from nearly 7,000 American adults who provided Fitbit data and their electronic health records to a National Institutes of Health research program. They found people with a higher heart rate per step were almost twice as likely to have type 2 diabetes, heart failure, and high blood pressure. No relationship was found between the new measure and risk of either stroke or heart attack. Researchers say heart rate per step could be used to identify people who might benefit from more heart health screening or from exercises that would improve their heart function. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You said 10% over 10 years would be $2.5 trillion coming in. You know, you look at this list of all these countries, and there's some policy decisions here. China is at 34% added to the 20% already, so that's 54% on Chinese goods.
Yep.
Are they going to come back with something big?
Well, we'll see what they do. My advice to every country right now is do not retaliate. Sit back. Take it in. Let's see how it goes, because if you retaliate, there will be escalation. If you don't retaliate, this is the high watermark.
Right. So we're seeing how everything's sitting. Right now, it looks like the EU's got a major conference with foreign ministers, foreign trade representatives. I think it's October 7th. They're looking to probably hit our tech sector. It looks like the Chinese are evaluating, but they're going to hit us back. They're going to go after the farmers. It's their perception that Trump is very associated with the farmers. Last time, Trump would came in with a subsidy, but 54%. There was word, I was looking at Bloomberg today, and they said that the Chinese are much less equipped now than when Trump was first in to go at a trade war, because they're overrun with product. The consumers are not confident. They're not spending a lot. They're offering all types of subsidies to tell the Chinese people to go buy cars and to buy some of the items that they're making. And overseas, a lot of people are getting fed up with cheap Chinese goods hurting their own local economy. So, and also they're getting it elsewhere, Vietnam, South Korea, and other places. Thailand is beginning to become more industrious. Now, I'm not saying that Chinese is not on the march and that they don't have a growing economy. But they said that they're more susceptible than ever. And now we're this great consumer nation. Even our detractors would say that. And now when the products come in, it's going to be charged 54%. So a lot of people are going to just say, yeah, no problem. I'm going to walk past it. Now, in talking to other people with products on Amazon, where everybody goes to shop these days, something like 60% of those products are made in China. Do you think we should do something about that? Are they avoiding all taxes and tariffs? In terms of farmers, there's a lot of Republicans, you know, worried. Senator Tom Tillis, North Carolina, Cut 9.
Anyone who says there may be a little bit of pain before we get things right, need to talk to my farmers who are one crop away from bankruptcy.
Right. Senator John Kennedy also hoping, big Trump fan, but hoping things turn out right. Cut 7.
I understand where President Trump is coming from. America is the wealthiest country in all of human history. It's consumer driven. Our people like to buy stuff. So the president is saying, let's use our leverage. He's saying to every business in every country in the world, if you want to sell to America, move your business here. I get it. And in the long run, he's right. But in the long run, we're all dead. The short run matters, too. And the truth is, we do not know yet what the impact of these tariffs are going to be. We just don't.
Huh. So that's very well put. He's saying, I get it. I understand the objective, but just know that we're in a situation where we have very little margin for error. What I don't buy is that the economy is really struggling. The economy was fine, but with the structure of the economy was not fine, because when you bring in $4.5 trillion and you spend between $6 and $7 trillion, how many years can you do that? Well, I don't know. Those numbers don't make sense to me. Well, just understand. We're bringing in record amount of revenue, so we are productive, but we're spending way too much. And it was explained to me that we were spending about $5 trillion before the pandemic. It went up because we told everyone not to go to work thanks to the Chinese virus, and it never came down. And look at the pain, and look at the outrage people are expressing as we try to bring expenses down through DOGE. I mean, they're burning up Teslas, having crazy town halls. So something's got to give. But I think the president could never go wrong continuing to explain his objective and giving people an understanding what's coming. Carly Shimkus is next. We'll expand on this. There's other things to talk about, too, besides what's happening with the economy. Brian Kilmeade Show, so glad you're here.
News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States.
It's a very disturbing case.
Never before heard interviews and first-hand perspectives.
Described as pure evil. That's a good description.
The Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Health Call for Health. An apple a day and a laugh a day keeps the doctor away. One doctor is sharing why joking around may have some health benefits. Dr. Kia Ray Pruitt with Cleveland Clinic says laughter can help us face stress that we deal with in everyday life. Dr. Pruitt says laughing releases feel-good chemicals in our brains, boosting our overall mood. Embracing laughter may be freeing for our mental health and help to create a positive outlook in a difficult situation. Whether it's a comedy show or a funny movie, Dr. Pruitt says it's important for you to find ways to tap into your sense of humor. Dr. Pruitt also says it's good to laugh with someone else, writing, "When you find something you can all laugh about, humor is a great thing to enjoy with company." She continues, "You don't want to laugh at anyone else's expense, of course, But if there's a shared joke or something that most people would find funny, it can really be a good way to connect with someone. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teacher from Pennsylvania makes the Dean's List for spreading kindness through her students and the community. Every semester, Christina Almay gives her students $20 with a heartfelt request. Use it to do something good. It started back in 2018 when Christina lost her sister Katie in a car accident. The police officer had brought the purse Katie was carrying when she passed away, and it had over $100 in tips. Christina wanted to make sure the cash went towards something good because her sister was always doing something for others. So combining her sister's money and some of her own savings, Christina gave each of her students $20 and asked them to perform a random act of kindness in Katie's honor. It was called the $20 Challenge. Her students came up with wonderful ideas like giving to an animal shelter, helping the homeless and veterans. Students have performed over 350 acts of kindness in her sister's memory. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Last year, criticizing U.S. foreign policy, what would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies you can't talk to so easily, I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country, because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion, and yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And, hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
So that is 1988. That is Donald Trump on with Oprah Winfrey, Carly Shimkus. That is to show you that what the president did yesterday is nothing new for him.
Yeah, he's been talking about this for a while. I remember, you know, it's funny. I remember when I was Don Imus' assistant when he was thinking about running for president in 2012, and he was talking about this back then in China and the unfair trade. So the thinking behind this is nothing new, and yesterday was, as he said, what he called Liberation Day, and the day that he finally implemented what he's been talking about for some 30 years now.
Cut one.
We cannot pay the deficits of Canada, Mexico, and so many other countries. We used to do it. We can't do it anymore. We take care of countries all over the world. We pay for their military. We pay for everything they have to pay. And then when you want to cut back a little bit, they get upset that you're not taking care of them any longer. But we have to take care of our people, and we're going to take care of our people first.
So, sounds very similar, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, so, you know, I think the most important questions here, because nobody really knows what the impact of this will be, nobody. We're in uncharted territory right now, is what are the president's goals and what will the ultimate impact be? And when it comes to goals, I mean, he's clearly motivated by the fact that he feels like the United States has been treated unfairly, similar to NATO nations not paying their fair share. It's about principle with him, which is why I think that chart yesterday was really so effective between, you know, what other countries tariff us and now we're going to cut it in half and tariff them that way. The other goal is really to bring manufacturing back to the United States so we don't have to call the Rust Belt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that could happen. And as Treasury Secretary Bessette said yesterday, that would increase jobs, not in the long term, but in the short term, because you got to build those factories. And then if revenue is raised in the process, that's a very good thing. My big fear, though, Brian, is that this would be an opportunity for China, because we're tariffing adversaries and allies alike. So China could go, hey, Japan, South Korea, even some European nations, do you see what America's doing when it comes to tariff? Why don't you make some more trade alliances with us, and we'll treat you better than the United States is now?
Yeah, we're not doing a great job maintaining our alliances and our friendships right now because we're trying to reconfigure it all and rebalance it. And China could jump in on that. China's not happy. They have now 54% tariffs. If you take the 20% penalty on fentanyl and then the new rate that we just handed them, Vietnam up 46%. Now, I think Vietnam zeroed everything out the day before. I don't know why. Maybe they couldn't change the chart.
And Israel as well, yeah, right, so, with that 17%.
Yeah,
so I think, you know what, that might be because this is just such a massive undertaking that things are taking a little longer to officially sort out. But the dust has absolutely not settled yet.
But to me, you could definitely get the market's attention by saying, I just called over with India. Here's our new deal. I just got on the phone with Vietnam. Here's the new deal. With Israel, here's the new deal.
Yeah.
The EU is going to decide April 7th. We think that maybe as early as today, we're going to get an answer from China's retaliatory tactics. So we'll see where it goes. I'll tell you, there are four Republicans that are not on board. Murkowski, Collins, McConnell, and Rand Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see that, there's definitely a divide, a difference of opinion even within the Republican Party. There was a vote yesterday in the Senate to try and curb the president's powers to tariff, which clearly proves that. But one of the reasons why they're not saying, okay, we're going to make a deal with Israel, we're going to make a deal, it's because that's not the goal. I mean, one of the goals that people were thinking is to go back to free trade, you know, like, so it's a 0% tariff across the board. President Trump has never liked that. So maybe he's saying, okay, you won't tariff us, but I'm not going to make that announcement because we want to increase revenue in the United States with our tariffs. So I think just the goals here are different.
Right.
Does that make
that's
sense?
Interesting. Yeah, because they want the revenue because he wants to de-emphasize income tax and bring stuff tariff tax. What was brought up by, and I haven't checked it, but I watched Rand Paul last night, and he said after McKinley passed all these tariffs, they lost the House and Senate. They got routed in 1916 or whatever it was. Teddy Roosevelt took over after he was assassinated in his second term.
Right.
So McKinley ended up dying, but he was big into balancing trade back then because he saw America was emerging as this industrial power and saw some inequities in it. But in the short term, you know, the short term is to the midterms.
Yeah, I know.
And they got Virginia.
There's a long-term goal, right, of bringing manufacturing back to the United States. But can people really, I mean, our political cycles are so short and we're coming off high inflation as it is and people are sick and tired of paying all of this money for things that used to cost less. So if this does increase prices, which a lot of economists, which I am not, but a lot of economists say it will, and you can understand that if things cost more to import, then of course, you know, companies aren't going to completely eat the cost.
All right, so let's talk about local politics, national politics if we can. Your take on what Cory Booker accomplished with his 25-hour consecutive speech. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure he had to tinkle, and he needed a nap. I think that was about Cory Booker, right? And I think it's him angling himself to become the leader of the Democrat Party and potentially run for president, and he's starting it now. It was the stamina of it was impressive. what he did. But that, you know, it wasn't like you were filibustering a bill or any sort of policy was being blocked by what he was doing. That was really the Cory Booker show. And he's getting a lot of attention. You know, he's getting a lot of praise. So I think he's angling himself. He sees a window. I mean, who would it be? Maybe Cory Booker is somebody that could take up that role as being the next leader.
Do you think he's getting some praise, but I don't know what he did. So he talked for the longest time, and he just was, it looked like he was going to cry a few times.
I know.
So he's upset.
He was getting a little loopy.
Basically, he's like, I'm frustrated that my party keeps losing. That is lost. I mean, and basically, he was, yeah, of course, he doesn't like Trump or anything he does, but okay, what have you done about it?
I know.
But what legislation have you offered?
He hasn't, really. He's very active on social media, and he's doing this long, it wasn't even a filibuster, but this long speech. But you're right. I mean, he's just speaking out against Donald Trump. And you know, that really is the issue within the Democratic Party right now. Because what new ideas did he have to offer during that speech? Or was it just a speech solely on him hating Donald Trump and Elon Musk?
So I want you to hear what Charlamagne the God said in The Daily Show. Just tell me what you think. Cut 34.
Schumer is not the man with a plan to fight Trump. He ain't the man with a plan for a good Cinco de Mayo. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer need to be primaried and thrown out of office. Maybe Democratic leaders in Congress ain't it. What if we look outside of Washington to the governors? Gavin Newsom from California, he's been getting active lately. What's his fight plan?
We need to change the conversation. And that's why I'm launching a new podcast. And this is going to be anything but the ordinary politician podcast.
I don't believe you. Your body doesn't even believe the words you're saying.
So what he was doing is mocking the gesticulations.
Have you listened to Gavin Newsom's podcast?
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I listened to the episode of him with Charlie Kirk, the one that made a ton of news because he made the transgender comments, how he doesn't think that it's fair in a state that has those policies. So it's like, your move, Governor. It's your law. I actually thought it was very good. I think that he comes across as very likable. And he was very respectful, and he talked about how his son really wanted to skip school and meet Charlie. I mean, they couldn't be any more political opposite. But I say that because it proves that Gavin Newsom is what Charlamagne the God said. He's just a political animal. I don't even know. My takeaway was that the convictions when it comes to somebody like Newsom aren't there. He doesn't really have a political identity. Like, Brian, I know
just the opposite
that
of Trump.
You feel deep in your soul the way you do about politics.
Right.
It's just your core fundamental beliefs. That's not the takeaway with Gavin Newsom. He will go with the political winds. Whatever the popular opinion is what he wants, because he likes the politics of it. He likes the workshopping and the power. But I don't really see the political ideology.
But you know the thing is about him, I think he's to the left, but he'll swing back and
That's
forth
what I'm
to
saying.
Depending who he's with.
Bingo.
So, like, for example, if he actually changed his mind on things, I'd go, well, what is he going to do if he got into office? But he's not changing his mind on any of his policies.
No.
He's not getting more involved in rebuilding Los Angeles. You know, there's a lawsuit now to get trans men or trans boys out of women's sports.
There's a bill that's being negotiated.
Yeah.
And
where's he?
He said that he doesn't want to get involved, even though he said that he thinks that these policies are wholly unfair. So he should say, you know what? I agree. Let me cross the aisle with the Republicans. But of course, he's not going to do that.
Yeah. So here's what Mark Wayne Mullen said about Cory Booker. Cut 38.
I mean, Cory Booker, personally, I actually get along with him. Politically, we couldn't be more different. He spoke for 25 hours. I can't think of a single thing he said other than what you said. He ranted against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Well, that's the same playbook that the Democrat Party's had. Hakeem Jeffries isn't leading it. Chuck Schumer isn't leading it. And their poll numbers show it. 21% favorability across the United States with Democrat voters. That's about as low as it gets.
So here it is. The Hill did a survey, and they asked people, who are the White House contenders for 2028? So for the Democrats... Harris is number one. It's unbelievable. 58%. Buttigieg is 2, 39. Walls, Tim Walls is 3 at 38. AOC is tied with Walls. And then you had Sanders 36 and Booker 27. For the Republicans, it's Vance 69, DeSantis 42. Don Jr., 39, Rubio, 34, Ted Cruz, 33.
Oh, man, those names are so on the Democrat side. I don't think it's going to be any of them. I always think maybe somebody like Mark Cuban could run. And I don't know. What do you think about that? Just like somebody from the business world, like taking up what Donald Trump did with Republicans, a strong, potentially likable person. I don't know if – I think Mark Cuban's pretty likable, right?
Right. I mean, Mark Cuban really hurt his Kamala Harris down the stretch. Remember when he said there's no strong Republican women? So this guy was barely on the campaign trail, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And he goes, there's really no Donald Trump doesn't like strong Republican women around him. And that was the story for two weeks.
That's true. But, you know, you can – I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that
– You're saying that he's not polished.
He also evaluated Kamala Harris. And he said, she's got it. She's got what it takes. Very impressed. Oof.
Yeah, and then there's that book. I like talking about that book that about all the I know it's like backward looking what happened in the election, but I just think it's so
there's
juicy.
There's three books coming out in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a Jake Tapper book, which she should not read it. He didn't say a word about it when he did it. Now he's finding out all the information. And then you have Jonathan Allen's book, which
That's
is out now.
Fight. Yeah.
At which time, you know, he said everyone from Ron Klain on down were noticing the decline of Joe Biden.
Yeah. Is that the one that The Hill, the two
yeah.
authors? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, where a lot of people made a big deal about how Joe Biden, you know, had a makeup artist with him to make him look. I don't care about that. But I do care about the fact that he needed tape, like fluorescent tape, to guide him in a way to get out of a house that he was having a fundraiser at. I mean, these were things that were so clear, but we were calling they were deep fakes. You know what? Honestly, that I still think that will hurt the party with years to come, because I mean, the lie was so massive that people are just, it can't be trusted. You know, the party.
So I was telling you this, Carly Shimkus, before the thing, the show. I'm reading Alexander Dugin's book, who's the main advisor to Vladimir Putin, and it's in English and it's about Trump, and just to get the Russian perspective. And they said, I mean, I can read you the quote. Because the whole world knew that he was senile, but
Biden
he showed you that the deep state is running the country and you don't need a president. And then he went on to say Trump's different. That's why they're trying to kill him. So just to get – it doesn't matter what you think. I think Vladimir Putin is evil but not stupid. And Alexander Dugin is the one filling him with a lot of these grandiose ideas about what Russia should be. But just to know what the world thought, exactly what we were saying on the couch.
Yeah.
And there were people like, how dare you, KJP, that's insulting. Joe Scarborough, this is the best version of Joe Biden ever. Meanwhile,
yeah,
the other countries were saying this guy's nuts.
It's true. Well, that's fascinating that you're reading that book. And it's true. I mean, if our adversaries and world leaders of other countries can see it, then how come Joe Scarborough and half the country are turning a blind eye to it?
And if they're lying to you about that, what else are they lying about? I ask you that as we go to break, and I want you to think about that hard.
Okay, right? I will. Yes. Right? I feel like I'm in time out. Am I in trouble?
Let's not even talk during the break. I just want you to think.
Okay.
Is that possible? I'll think too.
I'll hold my breath.
Right. No, don't do that.
Okay.
You'll end up pissed.
Got it.
Back in a moment.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Bill monthly.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A beloved doctor from Baltimore, Maryland, whose patients stepped up when he needed it most, makes today's Dean's List. Dr. Michael Zollicoffer, or Dr. Z as he's known, has been treating patients for almost 40 years. The pediatrician is known for his kindness and caring for others, even if they couldn't pay for their visit. He puts his patients ahead of himself and rarely takes time off, until now. Dr. Z was diagnosed with cancer, and when his insurance wouldn't cover his treatment, that's when others stepped up to help him. Friends and patients set up a GoFundMe campaign and raised over $230,000 so that Dr. Z can get better. He says it's hard to put into words what this moment means. Dr. Z says he's thankful he got cancer because he's the happiest man on the planet. No matter what the outcome, this is what America is all about. Dr. Z, we're praying for you and hope you get better soon. You make us all want to be better humans. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. Chicago has held the title murder capital of the nation for 13 years running. This past year, 573 people were killed, most of it gun violence. One of the victims was Tyquan Carlson, killed just before his 21st birthday. His mother doesn't know who killed him, if he was targeted or just caught by a stray bullet.
I don't wish this pain on no one, because you lose someone, but losing a child, it's like someone snatched something out the inside of you. They took it away.
Last year, Chicago had three times as many murders as Los Angeles, five times as many as New York. Ted Dabrowski, president of WirePoint, says gunmen know their chances of being prosecuted are next to zero, so they don't change their behavior. Mayor Brandon Johnson says he wants to get the murder numbers down below 500. Critics call that unambitious for the mother of Tyquan Carlson. That's a far cry from justice. In Chicago, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box. And so that's what we just saw. Let me just make this clear. That rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies with the CRA votes. All that was just wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate. We'll regroup and come back, and we'll have to do this again.
So that is Speaker Johnson talking about Congresswoman Luna, who wanted to put something on the floor saying that if you give birth as female, For we know, only women can give birth. You should be able to do remote voting. And they didn't want to vote. Republicans wanted to kill it because they say Pandora's box, because their theory is, yeah, okay, what about hip surgery? What about cancer surgery? What about a death in the family? What about, it's hard for me to get a plane at that hour.
Yeah.
So they worry about what it will lead to. As a woman who's given birth, Carlos, how do you feel?
Okay, well, first of all, I've never been introduced like that before.
But oh, yeah.
It's an honor.
It was written down there.
Yeah. Right, okay,
but it's
cool.
True. Huh?
It should be my Chiron. It yes, should be my Laura Dern. Yeah, as a woman who has given birth. I think that this was a big old mess within the Republican Party, and Anna Paulina Luna and Speaker Johnson need to, sit in an office together and sort this one out, because what she was advocating for was 12 weeks surrounding the birth of your child to be able to remotely vote. And I mean, maybe I don't know enough about the inner workings of Congress to know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing, or, but I do know that it shouldn't have completely halted voting on two really important things. I mean, they were going to vote on voter ID.
Oh, I know.
And also these rogue judges, which I think way outweigh the 12 weeks surrounding the birth of
the child. She should have paced herself and went to another time.
I know.
And worked it out.
I also don't think it looks good when lawmakers pull these moves where it's like, we need more this and that. We need more money. We need more time off. Maybe they do, but you did run for a position where
you
are working for the American people. So, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think really made her look
well, number one, you just know what's going to happen. So a woman gives birth and then the husband, well, excuse me, don't I get paternity? Aren't we an equal society? I need some time off. Okay. Sean Duffy's wife gave birth like seven times when he was in Congress.
Like,
he would have never worked.
Yeah.
Right? So, but there are people going to say, why in society?
Yeah.
Can men take off but not in Congress?
That's right. And Caroline Leavitt, and she gave birth and she was like on the campaign trail the next day.
Right.
Kaylee McEnany as well.
Right.
These are incredible women.
But we haven't solved the problem, have we?
We have not. But we'll continue talking about birthing people.
Thank you very much.
In the commercial break.
Whoever they are.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Even with the tumult over tariffs news last week, at least one poll indicates popularity for President Trump.
The results come from the Daily Mail, surveying over 1,000 registered voters between March 31st and April 3rd, including the day after President Trump's Liberation Day announcement. The poll finds President Trump's approval at 53%, up 4% from the week prior. This includes a remarkable 13% jump in the age group of 18 to 29, a 17% increase among black voters, and yes, even a 6% increase in favorability among Democrats and independents. As for the tariffs themselves, most remain unsure, but along three different lines, there's an overall 1 to 2% edge of approval over disapproval for President Trump's moves. George Williams reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump says Elon Musk will likely leave his administration in a few months. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The world's richest man has been Donald Trump's most powerful and disruptive advisor since Inauguration Day. But Musk may soon be wrapping up his work downsizing and overhauling the federal government. Last week, Musk faced a setback in Wisconsin, where voters rejected his choice for a state Supreme Court candidate despite more than $21 million in personal donations. Musk's role in the administration also has led to lower Tesla sales and violent attacks against his car company. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has ruled in favor of four whistleblowers who said Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton retaliated against them for reporting bribery allegations. Travis County Judge Catherine Mauzy said Paxton violated state law by firing the former employees after they brought forth the allegations against his office in 2020. He was also impeached and later acquitted by the Texas Senate for the corruption allegations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
There just seems to be no letting up to dangerous weather conditions in the Midwest and South. Now the death count in floodwaters is 16.
Meteorologist Frank Bededa with the National Weather Service said heavy rainfall would continue affecting parts of Arkansas and western Tennessee and move into Mississippi.
The anticipation of more heavy rainfall across these same areas is only going to worsen the flooding impacts of those areas.
These areas will experience some relief during the overnight hours of Saturday as storms move towards the southeastern part of the U.S. Pereira says these areas would not experience the same magnitude of heavy rainfall. He wants to remind residents to remain alert, especially since he says it could take days or weeks for many rivers to recede. I am Marcela Sanchez.
Walter Clayton Jr. scored 34 points and Florida beat Southeastern Conference rival Auburn 79-73 in the Final Four last night, sending the Gators to the national championship game for the first time since their titles in 2006 and 2007. More at townhall.com. Former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner says it's an embarrassing and drawn-out presidential recount led to the state making serious improvements in how it handles elections.
Well, you know, we were the butt of jokes after the 2000 election, and every year thereafter, I'm proud to say the Florida legislature has looked at how we can make it easier to vote but harder to cheat.
Renner says the Florida vote count is always quick since the state takes pains to ensure early and absentee ballots are already tallied by Election Day.
Right after 7 o'clock when our polls close, you see all the absentee votes and the early vote come in really quickly, and then Election Day, of course, comes in fairly quickly thereafter. So by 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest, you know who's won.
Renner spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about Florida's special election coming up this Tuesday. China says it will impose a 34% tax on all U.S. imports next week, delivering its strongest response yet since President Trump began piling tariffs on Chinese goods. You'll find more at townhall.com.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning four rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. From 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world, Brian Kilmeade Show. In the Trump era, nothing slows down. Certainly the story today is we have so many balls in the air right now, it's easy to forget that it's more than just tariffs. We'll discuss that with Taylor Riggs of one of the co-hosts of the Big Money Show on weekdays. You'll see her all over the Channel 2 on FBN. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is going to be with us on the House Oversight Committee Foreign Affairs. Just left the Freedom Caucus because she could not get an exemption that she was offering on the floor for women after they give birth to have 12 weeks off and to be able to vote remotely because of various reasons. We're going to discuss that with her. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Schumer is not the man with a plan to fight Trump. He ain't the man with a plan for a good Cinco de Mayo. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer need to be primaried and thrown out of office.
So it's not too early to talk elections. We have the Dems recalibrating and the next generation of Republican leaders maneuvering. And we have the latest polls, believe it or not, for 2028.
Number two.
I call on my colleagues right now to demand the return of people unlawfully taken to El Salvador.
This guy has no reason to be in a jail in El Salvador. He's only there because of Trump's policies.
It's just so amazing how people care about an MS-13 gangster, where they actually got deported to, which might have been a mistake to send him back to his home country, I guess. Success at the border has been unparalleled in American history, but turbulence has hindered Trump's attempt to rid our nation of alien criminals in our jails and troublemakers on our campuses. We examine.
Number one.
We cannot pay the deficits of Canada, Mexico, and so many other countries, but we have to take care of our people, and we're going to take care of our people first.
Monster trade tariff bill announced, not bill, I should say, moves in the Rose Garden, and ripples around the world are felt. What Trump's plan is and how it's designed to help the nation be self-sufficient and make things again. So we're waiting for the retaliation, the response. Canada, they expect a response, but maybe they've been quiet for now, and I think Mexico sometime today. The EU has come out and said they have a meeting April 7th with their trade representatives. They most likely will hit our tech sector. Our tech sector, it's been speculated. And China, they are meeting now. They says it's U.S. bullying. The overall tariffs now on products, over 50%. Josh Trashauer joins us now, Fox News Radio political analyst, editor-in-chief of Jewish Insider. And Josh, so far the market hates it, down 835 points. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Brian, look, there was a reason why the Rose Garden ceremony yesterday was held after the markets closed, because the visuals of watching people selling their stocks, the business leaders, Wall Street, having such a negative reaction to it was not going to be good publicity. Now, at least there's time for the message to get out there, for them to sell it to the news networks overnight, and now the market still has a negative reaction. Look, I think the big question, Brian, is whether Trump used the very, very aggressive tariffs as the start of a negotiation with some of these countries, or whether tariffs on their own are viewed by this administration as a good in and of itself. And when I listened to the vice president on Fox and Friends with you guys this morning, it sounds like it's more the latter. It sounds like they are not going to be necessarily using this as a negotiating tool, that this could be the new normal, and they're trying to end sort of the long post-World War II era of free trade, free markets, and globalization, and working with other countries to, if it's cheaper to make clothing in Vietnam, then that's good for the United States economy, so we can spend more money on advanced economic interests. So that whole belief system, that whole worldview that's governed international economy for many, many decades seems to be out the window, and I think it's something that the markets were not prepared for.
Here's what Senator John Kennedy said, who's, he's remarkably candid always. Cut six.
Some say this will cause a recession. His tariffs will cause a recession. Others say it will cause growth. In my 8 years in Washington, what I've learned that for every economist, there's an equal and opposite economist, and they're both usually wrong. Some of these experts make those late night psychic hotlines look respectable.
How great is that? That just it. And I tell you, it reminds me of the mock draft they had for the NFL, because I come from a sports background. I watch ESPN. They're like, "Oh, we think the Giants are taking Shador Sanders." Well, how do you know?
I don't know. It seems to make be a fit. Because people have different opinions about their own calculus and they're arrogant about it, very similar to sports.
Yeah, no, I do think that the senator, and I always enjoy listening to him, you know, predictions and economic predictions tend to be off base. That said, like, I will say that it's hard to find an economist, whether you're liberal, conservative, no matter what your background is, that has been, you know, endorsing the economic theory behind the president's tariffs. I think the thing that, along the lines of like the ESPN draft punditry, is that there are now a lot of banks and other financial experts that are rating the chances of a recession. I think that's much more up in the air. You see some pretty seasoned experts on these subjects saying that, you know, there could be a 50-50 chance that we have a recession by the end of the year, which is pretty alarming. That would not be good for Trump's political standing, needless to say, if that happened. But you know, I think the economy is so complicated. There's so many different variables. We don't know that. What we do know is it's hard to find a lot of economists or any economists maybe that have really been endorsing the new tariff policy.
Right, especially short term. So the one thing I want them to change their stance on, if it indeed is a stance, is doing a deal. If you want to bring these people to the table, great idea. You know, this is how bad it's going to be unless you bring your tariffs down. Doug Ford, Ontario Premier, Canada, cut 16.
We'd be willing to take those off tomorrow if he took all the tariffs off. We are not the problem, Andrew. Do you know the problem is? China's the problem. He knows, and Secretary Lutnick knows that we're willing to take these tariffs off, like in the next minute, if he said he's taking their tariffs off.
You know, it's lumber and it's dairy and some of the inequities with Canada. So just get them into shape. You know, form that new USMCA. I know they want the revenue and they want to de-emphasize income tax in the big picture.
Yeah, well, what I don't understand, and what the Canadians and Doug Ford is a conservative leader of Ontario, what he doesn't understand is that the Trump himself cut a big, beautiful deal in his first term, promoting free trade across the continent, and this goes against every one of those principles in that deal. So that's why a lot of the Canadians are flummoxed about this. It's a total 180 from Trump's policy in his first term. And, you know, you hear a lot, you heard this from the White House yesterday about reciprocal tariffs. And, you know, if a country does reduce its tariffs, then they would get that they would be penalized or imposed on said country. But one example that we've covered at JI, at Jewish Insider, is that, you know, Israel actually reduced the tariffs before the announcement yesterday to zero and thought that they were going to have some reciprocity. And it sounds like they also were hit with a tariff, and other countries that were trying to make moves to reduce their own tariffs against the United States were still hit with tariffs.
Vietnam.
So there's a lot of confusion. I mean, I think the theory of, like, you know, the goal of lowering tariffs across the board and using this as a tool for that end makes some sense. But that's apparently not what happened, and there's still a lot of confusion over whether that is the intended goal of these policies.
Well, I mean, it is President Trump's vision, but it looks like Bessin and Lutnick have more than bought into it, and the vice president did a good job defending it. And we'll see how long the president wants to deal with these, with the stock market losing 1,500 points, you know, losing it 900 points. You know, so we'll see where that goes, because then you're going to have a lot of Republicans who are nervous. I want to tap into another area of your expertise, and that's what's happening in Gaza. And I've been noticing this, and I'm sure you've been seeing this and maybe reporting on it, but it looks like the Palestinian people are beginning to rise up and take their anger out on Hamas. And it looks like after a couple of days of protests, Hamas went out and assassinated one of the leaders. And then the families came back and killed the Hamas cop that killed their son. So, and then there's back, these people are rising up because the IDF has went back in hard after they screwed up another hostage swap.
Yeah, the number of Gazans that are saying enough is enough. It's hard to speak out when you live in a totalitarian under a totalitarian regime, a brutal regime like Hamas. But for the first time in a while, we're starting to see some concerted efforts by Palestinians living in Gaza that they need to get rid of Hamas. Now, you know, some of these, as you noted, Brian, some of these people who have been speaking out have been brutally killed or oppressed. So it's not easy for that to happen. But look, the only way that there's going to be peace is if Hamas is routed from Gaza, and if there is like a sane, more humane governing entity taking over. And unfortunately, like we're far away from that. That there still are a lot of Palestinians who support Hamas, yeah. even though they're more speaking out. And Israel's military operation is designed to try to weaken Hamas even further. But the big challenge, we've talked about this a lot on the show, Brian, is that part of the challenge is that a lot of Palestinians in Gaza have been radicalized, that they are becoming more extreme, and there's no sign that there – I mean, I'm hoping that these are signals that maybe there is a change in public opinion. Maybe the military operation is actually making them realize that this is not the way to go. But it may take some time for real progress to be made.
Go get them. Thanks so much, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Exciting time. Taylor Riggs, go inside these tariffs and what we can expect in just a moment from FBN. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
32 years ago, finance expert Art Alley got tired of putting assets into companies with a track record of diverting from biblical moral principles. So he created the investment firm, the Timothy Plan.
We tell our managers, you know, here's a list of companies. I don't care how good it looks. You will not invest one dime of Timothy Plan shareholder money in any of these companies.
The fund is nearly $3 billion in assets, but Ali says, more importantly, it's about being aware of spiritual warfare operating in the world of finance. The people of faith should align their hopes for profit with God's portfolio of values. But one fund has become a lightning rod for controversy after the October 7th attack. It's the Israel Common Values Fund. Ali still proudly supports the fund.
It's become one of our better funds, but it had nothing to do with investment returns. We will stand with Israel no matter what, because it's the right thing to do.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Billy Corgan is celebrating several Smashing Pumpkins milestones this year, but he's doing it without his longtime bandmates. Instead, Corgan is forming a new group called Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, featuring drummer Jack Hayden, bassist Jenna Fournier, and guitarist Kiki Wong. The band's Return to Zero tour kicks off June 7th in Baltimore, featuring songs from the iconic 1995 album Melancholy and The Infinite Sadness. Corgan will also mark the 30th anniversary of the album with a special 7-night run at Chicago's Lyric Opera from November 21st to the 30th. Miley Cyrus just dropped the first two songs from her upcoming album Something Beautiful, along with two music videos, the first Prelude, a mostly spoken word piece. She followed that up with the album's title track. The song, Something Beautiful, features a psychedelic rock chorus. The album is due out May 30th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In the long run, we're all dead. Short run matters too. Nobody knows what the impact of these tariffs is going to be on the economy.
Anyone who says there may be a little bit of pain before we get things right need to talk about farmers who are one crop away from bankruptcy.
And that's the problem. There's very little, there's not much of a net. Taylor Riggs joins us now, co-host of the Big Money Show. A must listen every or a much watch every day at 12. Taylor, your thoughts about how the market's reacting? It looks like we're down about 860 right now.
Yes. Okay, so markets always shoot first and ask questions later. So you wake up, all the algorithms see tariffs worse than expected, and everyone sell. Algorithms, yes. The markets are not the economy, but the markets can start to tell us how we're thinking about corporations who are publicly traded, who have said, we now have no earnings. Let's say, for example, and I'm making this up, Nike comes out and their quarterly earnings report and they say, we can't pass on prices to consumers. We're eating that cost. Therefore, we have no earnings, no profitability. That's what the market today is trying to figure out. Are companies profitable? Are they passing on costs to the consumers? I loved your bump in sod. Anyone who thinks they know the impact has no idea what the impact is going to be. We really have no idea. Most of the economic notes I read this morning are very much tilted to the negative side. But frankly, they were also tilted to the negative side back in 2018 when we did the limited tariffs on China as well. And they were wrong. So I am very much, I'm trying to exhale, take a deep breath and wait and see. The markets are not waiting and seeing. They're just looking forward to the next quarterly earnings report and getting through the next 3 months.
So with people with textiles, one person in the textile business, very successful, wrote me and says he'll need to spend $12 million more to bring the country, to bring his textile business back. And he says making clothing is hard.
Yes.
And that when they bring it back to the U.S., they're not good at it because we haven't done it. And I thought to myself, wow, isn't it just a machine? But it's not. Evidently, Vietnam and these other countries, especially in Southeast Asia, are good at it, and they come in at an affordable number. This blows up the whole metrics. Plus, it takes a while to bring back your stuff, right?
It does. I was reading one note that auto tariffs even move 10% of the supply chain could be a three-year process. So, and you know what? I hear small businesses like the textile manufacturer who wrote into you. My only response to that is the New Balance CEO tells that his shoes are made in the USA. They're not a publicly traded company. They're privately traded. Tesla, 87.5% of their company, their parts are made in the USA. Tesla was able to do it in America, making things in America. Now, not perfect. There are some robotics, but he had to literally build a factory floor from hand. Yes, it took a long time. And that is the conundrum where I think we desperately now, more urgently than we did yesterday, need those tax cuts. We need to be able to do full expensing of factories, not just equipment, which is very different, which will allow that person who wrote into you to fully write off that expense. And so I think tax cuts are absolutely more urgent, and also 1,000% short-term pain for long-term gain. But again, what is that price that we want to pay for the long term?
Right. Howard Lutnick weighed in yesterday, cut 13.
They're going to want to negotiate. But these are the same people who have been ripping us off for all these years. Remember, the tariffs are only part of the issue. It's these non-tariff trade barriers where they just won't let you trade. They provide subsidies back, like they charge this VAT tax, right? And they always say, oh, it's not the VAT tax. You know what some of these countries do? They take that 20% tax and they give it back to their producers. So they crush our people. It's got to end, and what's going to happen is you're going to see the greatest renaissance of manufacturing in America.
So, I mean, he's cheerleading a little too, right?
Of course, right? He's a commerce secretary who's part putting this plan together, and that is his job. My little frustration is the messaging. So we heard yesterday from Scott Bessent, who he said these tariffs are the ceiling, not the floor. It's negotiating. But Trump said in that press conference, like, these are permanent. This isn't negotiating. Like, this is it. Then you have Howard Lutnick saying countries are calling us to negotiate. Markets, business leaders, we need certainty. I need to know,
yep,
do I have to build that factory in the USA? If I do, I will figure it out, make it work. But if this is a negotiating tool and you're going to take these off 3 months from now, I can't build a capital plan around that. So I think they need to work on the messaging so that I have certainty so I can plan.
Right. And it's only three of them. I mean, three of those economic guys are the ones talking, and they should be able to get on the same page. I like the idea of negotiating. Israel already came in. Vietnam came in. We hear India is trying to come in. You know, so let's start talking about it. Let's start negotiating. Trump does great at that.
Well, and the key is if this is a revenue.
He wants the revenue.
Well, and bingo.
Get out of both.
Exactly. So in our perfect world for free market capitalism, tariffs are zero. Everyone let the best person win, right? With 0% tariffs on both sides. But if you're raising revenue, then that means my tariffs are not negotiable. That's where we're trying to read through the tea leaves and trying to figure out, is this a revenue raiser so we can reduce the income tax? Mm-hmm. Or are we trying to get to full ultimate fair trade?
And do you have an answer to that?
No. We've heard both from the administration. That's why markets and the economy, it's the uncertainty. I read one note today that said Liberation Day came and passed, but we don't have any more clarity. And I think that's maybe one of the issues that at least today the markets are digesting.
So China is looking to answer back. How do you think they're going to hit us back?
You know, I don't know. I mean, to Howard Lutnick's credit, I really respect that they've come out and they've explained to the American people how China manipulates via currency manipulation, via they underwrite all of their companies because that's what they do. They're, you know, a big socialist government and they can just come in and give money to the companies the way that we in the private sector and American capitalism, we do not do. So there are certain things like non-tariff barriers, like currency manipulation. China's stocks, though, are down today as well. It's not clear who needs who more. I mean, Howard Lutnick was very clear this morning when he said, we are the world's consumer. The U.S. consumes more than anyone else, trillions of dollars. China needs that.
They need consumers more than ever, right?
They do. Absolutely.
They say they're less equipped now to handle it than they were the first time.
Absolutely, because they've been in a massive period of economic stagflation and deflation, almost, if you will.
Consumers aren't spending over there.
They are not spending, and they're in sort of an economic conundrum over there. So, again, it is a game of chicken. Who needs who more?
Right. I needed you, and you were there for me, Taylor. Thanks
Thank
so much.
You.
We'll watch you on FBN at noon.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact
contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we are back. Thanks so much for listening. Our chance to keep up to date on all the breaking news. It's, market is down 1,400 points. That is a disaster so far. So we'll hold on tight and see what's going on with the tariffs, how people are responding, how the world markets are trying to recover. We just spoke to Taylor Riggs on what the approach of the administration is. Let's take a step back, and if you want to know why there was little activity on the House this week, is because there was a clash. There was a clash when Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna came out and said, hey, we need remote voting when it comes to women who serve and when it comes to after they give birth. They need a chance. We don't want to zone out. I get that, but we want to have remote voting. There's a huge problem with that because they worry about the ripple effect from there on in. The clash resulted in basically a shutdown of the House. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna joins us now from the Florida's 13th District. Congresswoman, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. I want to get your perspective. Obviously, when someone gives birth, we're not expected back at work for, what, 3 months in the in the private sector, sometimes even longer? But in Congress, they have not really addressed this until you brought it up, correct?
Correct. They haven't addressed it. To put it in perspective, there's only ever been 13 women in U.S. history to ever give birth while serving. But specifically right now, we have a pregnant legislator who's a Republican. And that, as you know, we have the slimmest majority in U.S. history. So we have to address this. A lot of people saying, you know, you should have to go. We are going back to work, and we still do, but we have a unique job to where one vote could essentially impact legislation for the country. And so, you know, this has been an ongoing discussion for over 2 years, but what happened this week specifically is, you know, instead of allowing to keep the floor open and let us keep voting, which Speaker Johnson could have done, because there's something called a rule, and it's a parliamentary procedure, and it allows legislation to come to the floor. So it's not the actual bill. It's the legislation basically hatch that you would actually press to allow it to come down, right? So what they did was they attached my petition to allow new moms to vote by proxy for a duration of time if they need it, and they attached it to the SAVE Act, and they weren't even planning on putting the SAVE Act on the floor, which is another separate conversation. And ultimately, as a result, failed, and so we're here today.
So the vote failed, but were some Democrats getting on board with it?
Well, so the push to allow new moms to vote is both Democrat and Republican. But the problem here is that, you know, Johnson has largely been called out for this. He actually got community noted on X because he said that, you know, it was our fault. It wasn't. They chose to send us home. We could have stayed to keep voting. So, you know, I don't like the lies in politics, and Speaker Johnson's a nice guy, but he should have done that. It was wrong.
So why did they, I'm a little slow when it comes to parliamentary procedure, I apologize.
Yeah,
but why would they put it with the SAVE Act?
They wanted it to essentially be killed on the floor. So they were trying to force us to either kill this legislation to allow new moms to vote, or they were going to paint us as anti-election integrity, which the irony in all this is that myself and 8 other legislators, some of the most conservative in the House of Representatives. I think I had like a 93 or 94% freedom score, right? So very conservative, very pro-Trump. They try to paint us as anti-election integrity. And I think that that in itself, when I was in internal discussions with the Speaker, and three members specifically that are telling the Speaker if he does not kill this, that they will shut down the entire House of Representatives. And it's people that do not believe and vote by proxy because they're saying that it's unconstitutional. However, those are the same people that also voted by proxy. So there's a lot going on right now. And frankly, the really upsetting thing is that we actually have legislation that we need to pass. And we do have a slim majority. We have several members expecting children, and they're not going to be able to vote. And we need their votes because we have the smallest majority in U.S. history. So, you know, I think there's a lot of ego involved here, but at the end of the day, you can't just change the rules because you don't like that you're losing. You shouldn't play with the agenda of the president either. And so I'm just putting the facts out there, and honestly, thank God for platforms like X that were able to community note the speaker because they even said, you didn't have to send people home. Why did you do that? And so, you know, it's disingenuous to confuse the American people and try to paint us in a certain light, but this needs to be addressed, and I'm hoping that it will.
Here's what the speaker said right after this happened.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box. And so that's what we just saw. Let me just make this clear. That rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act. for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies with the CRA votes. All that was just wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate. We'll regroup and come back, and we'll have to do this again.
So you're saying that second half was insincere? They couldn't have stuck around?
He basically, it's called a clean rule, so he could have done, you know, the legislation with that rule, and he chose to put it together. And even after the fact, they could have stayed, we could have stayed, we could have put it back on the floor, and they chose to send us home. In a backroom discussion that I had with the speaker and these holdout members, they said that they were going to exercise their legislative ability to try to kill this. And that's what they tried to do. As you're also hearing, though, he said that, you know, we're not going to go to vote on this legislation. I just want the American people to know that it wasn't until this came up with allowing new moms to vote that they were even willing to put the SAVE Act on the floor, which is a problem because we've had Congress for over 70 days. So, you know, there's a lot of nasty behavior that takes place in D.C., but I'm not going to be quiet about it. And as you saw, the speaker got fact-checked on that, and they said, no, this is a lie. And I'm glad that they did.
Okay, a couple of things. First off, have you contacted President Trump about this? I mean, you guys get along so well.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he feel?
I don't like to disclose my personal conversations with the president, but what I will tell you is that his administration is one of the biggest pro-family administrations probably in U.S. history. And I would also say that this is not, you know, when we're talking about specifically vote by proxy or members of Congress from voting from home, no one's advocating for blanket allowances to do that, right? In fact, I am probably, case in point, I had a child. I never voted by proxy. A lot of these members vocally opposed to this have voted by proxy, which is the irony in all this. But again, we're talking about, you know, now with Kat Kim at 14 in U.S. history, it needs to be addressed because it will impact our ability to pass legislation in the next couple months. And what's crazy about this entire conversation and argument is to try to paint someone like this. And as you stated, I have a wonderful relationship with President Trump, and he knows that. I have his cell phone number. But to paint us as anti-Trump, I mean, why would you want to do that? You know, like, this is just such a nasty thing to do. And so what I would say is I would very much so like them to put all this back on the floor. And if our vote fails, our vote fails, but don't attach the two to try to make a political point and play with the president's agenda. And I don't think, you know, the president would appreciate that either. So right. I will tell you that we have open lines of communication, but this is definitely it's disingenuous for the speaker to do and to behave the way that he did. But that's exactly why I'm just going to continue putting the facts out there. I'm nothing to hide. And so, I hope that this can get resolved.
It's amazing because, you know, Trump always solves problems harder than this. I mean, I'm about to go cover the LIV tournament in Doral. And he's trying to get the PGA and LIV together. This should be easier. So Congressman, a couple of things. This is what people worry about. And it's not without merit. So, okay, obviously, does anybody want a woman who gives birth back at work the next day? It doesn't happen. It's not 1850 or the, you know, it's not Pioneer Woman. Everybody knows that. But now we have the advent of paternity. Okay, so you give birth. It's equal rights. Why is it okay for the woman to give birth and the man's got to go right back to work? His wife just had a baby. And then all of a sudden you have horrible things like Nancy Pelosi breaks a hip. She's stuck in the hospital in Lithuania. Why can't she vote for proxy? Doesn't that matter for senior citizens who break hips? You can see eye to eye with that. And then there's people who go through horrible things like cancer surgery. Jamie Raskin, he's got to go through all his treatment. Can he get remote voting? Isn't that horrible? Of course it's horrible to go through cancer treatment, but that's what they worry about. And do you see what they're saying?
The slippery slope argument is I fear the what ifs and hypotheticals. But specifically to this, right, I'm talking specifically female members. And remember, the reason why it expanded to male members is because they wouldn't even allow the conversation for female members to be had. So I tried this back in January when we did our rules negotiations, which is the rules that are governing the House. And they wouldn't even allow that to come to the floor. They wouldn't allow it to even be a discussion. And so now you have three Republican members, I believe the number is three, it's either three or four, that are men that have babies on the way. And in the event of Wesley Hunt, he had to leave his son in the NICU to come up. It doesn't mean they have to use it, right? But the option. And then I said, well, Mr. Speaker, why don't you have the discretion to approve or disprove? And then the answer to that was, you know, no. But the problem here is that these arguments and the what ifs and the hypotheticals are being made by people that voted by proxy. And you can look this all up. And so that's why I'm saying is the argument there, there is no there, because these are the same people that when push came to shove, they did it, and their voting records are out there on it. So that's, I guess, the irony in all of this is that right now we have a slim majority, one of the slimmest majorities in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. These are legitimate concerns. It doesn't mean the member has to do it, but there needs to be a way for if, for example, Representative Kamik might need to be able to vote because she can't travel right back right away. You know, there's good legislation that we have. Hopefully they put it on the floor. But that these are all genuine concerns. And so I would say that, you know, both sides, Republican and Democrat, abused the proxy voting during COVID-19, and they did it up until 2022. But I wasn't there at that time. But what I can tell you is that I'm addressing a very real concern, and that I've made my case, not just to Congress, but also to now I think we're making it to the American people. And I think that, you know, if they have the ability to put this on the floor, not attach it to anything, but do what they do with every other piece of legislation, it's going to pass overwhelmingly, and that's because other Republicans are going to vote for it as well. So there's a lot of internals, but I just wish that they weren't playing with the president's agenda like this.
And what's next then?
Well, so there's a lot of time between now and Monday. I've been talked with the speaker and others, and so we'll see what they have to offer. But I would tell the speaker, and I've been telling the speaker, you should not have done what you did. It was not right. You shouldn't have sent us home. And I think now everyone knows that he has the ability to keep us there, so hopefully he won't do it again.
Okay, and you left the Freedom Caucus, right? You're so angry. You left the Freedom Caucus?
Well, yeah, I left the Freedom Caucus because it was a few members in the Freedom Caucus that said that they were basically going to attach something to kill this allowing new moms to vote to the SAVE Act in an attempt to make me pick and choose and basically to try to launch a pressure campaign against me. And I actually wrote that in the letter to the Freedom Caucus. And I wrote it in a letter to the conference because that in itself is just nasty. Ironically enough, too, you know, coming from people that didn't support the president. So that's kind of a plot twist.
Wow. Yeah, and lastly, just on something less important, the market at 15 lost 1,500 points. What's
more
your reaction? What's your reaction?
I know in speaking previous to the president and also to my colleagues in Congress that initially everyone was anticipating maybe a slight jolt. But I do believe long term, because of what's happening, you'll see that it will allow for American business, more revenue for our country, and then also to impact the way that we're able to, you know, shore up our coffers financially with the amount of product that we're getting from companies that are selling overseas. And so I think that it's going to be okay.
Have you
remember, everyone forgets.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Remember. Yeah, everyone remembers what the economy was like under President Trump's first term. We're going to get back to there.
Lastly, when you everyone wants to find out what's happening with the big, beautiful bill, have you seen what the Senate is working on?
I know the Senate and the House are both still kind of finessing the rest of that, but I do know for a fact in the big, beautiful bill, we are going to permanently resolve ending taxes on tips, ending tax on Social Security, ending tax on products that are made in America. But obviously also, too, those discussions typically happen between the Speaker of the House and then also the minority majority leader and then their counterpart. And so typically what will happen is after those discussions happen, then we kind of see an overall input package. They'll kind of bring different factions of the conferences. So we're still working it on our end. But look, the goal is one big, beautiful bill.
All right. And then just to seal this off, you're going to talk to the Speaker again about reapproaching this?
I mean, yes, I've been in talks with him multiple times throughout this. But again, I would say that, you know, what people are saying, I don't know if you remember the speaker's fight in January of 2020 January of 2022 when we were negotiating the House rules and everyone was like, I don't understand what's going on in Congress. There's a lot of parliamentary. What are rules? And so I think right now everyone's kind of understanding the process of how legislation works with the rule and actual legislation. So, look, we have some great conservative members, but the process in all of this has to be respected. And the speaker has the ability to keep us there and has the ability to ensure that these are all brought to the floor separately and given a fair shot. And he should do that. But he should not lie about conservative members. He should not go out there and be disingenuous because then he's going to get fact checked. And that's embarrassing for him.
Go get him. Congresswoman, thanks so much for telling our audience your story. Yes, we got 15, we got about 10 stations in Florida, so we heard
that's
it from
awesome.
Your hearing throughout your district. Congresswoman, thank you very much.
Hi, thanks, guys. Bye.
You got it. Listen, when we come back, I'll be able to take your calls for the first time. I see you up there from Daytona to New Jersey, back to Florida. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States.
It's a very disturbing case.
And never-before-heard interviews and first-hand perspectives.
Described as pure evil. That's a good description.
The Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeannie Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Do you see a connection at all between
the rhetoric we're hearing from Democrats on Musk and Tesla, connection to the violence at all, what's happening on the streets, to Tesla dealerships?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I've seen Republicans call me communist, I hate this country. I mean, it's like,
Congresswoman, do you still have your Tesla? I was just wondering if you still have your Tesla.
Her security visas are hot. I'm not hot anymore.
Well, I give her credit for talking. That's AOC not equating the violence that she's basically calling for, especially some of her colleagues, that woman named Congresswoman Crockett, who says can't wait for Musk to feel the pain, and talks about how many dealerships, I think 44 attacks in March on various Tesla dealerships that have been reported, drivers as well as power stations, and I saw a major attack over in Italy, all because Elon Musk is somebody that wants to help out Donald Trump. And I think in a way, I think they're right. They think it's a heat shield for Donald Trump. Normally he'd be getting a lot of this incoming. Now Musk is getting a lot of it. Then there's a story in Politico yesterday that said Musk's time is coming to an end. Not really. It's not true. Talk to various people who would know at the White House that would certainly say, yeah, you can go with that Politico story. And they said, no, it's not true. But he does have a time in which he's going to move on. I mean, he's got Starlink, he's got SpaceX, he's got X, he's got his boring place, which is their tunnel program that's supposed to be traffic. It's already being implemented in Las Vegas, which is pretty amazing. You got to watch that. And you got the Tesla cars, and who knows what else he's starting. He's got his own AI company, which technically went out and bought X. Let me ask him, where has he had time to start an AI company? They then talked to his lawyers and finance guys and said, yeah, buy X. Really? Okay. Buy X. And by the way, that is raging. All those people that when he bought X and then had the Twitter files exposed through Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger's and others, all the advertisers dropped out. They're all back. And you can complain about X all you want. It is now a vital news source once again. And now I think it's financially solvent, too. Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're there. Don't forget, go to BrianKilmeade.com, WHIO, listeners especially. I want to see you in Dayton, Ohio, June 21st.
And just like that, gold prices hit yet another all-time highs. Investors, central banks, billionaires from all around the world are flocking to own physical gold and silver. And guess what? Your chance to get off the sidelines and join this bull market is right now. My name is Jeremy Blossom. I'm with Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold company in America, and we have a free gold investment guide to help you understand what's going on and, more importantly, how to own physical gold and silver. All you need to do is call us at 1-800-900-8000 today, and we'll rush you this guide. It's 1-800-900-8000. Get our free gold investment guide and learn why now is the right time to own physical gold and silver. And if you call now, you could also earn up to $1,000 in free silver. What are you waiting for? Get off the sidelines. Call 1-800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 11th. Get your application in today. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.